Blog Talk Radio.
After that, so it's going to be real interesting.
couple of the other guys that got races that, well, they've been sending them to me. A lot of the races, if I don't know for sure, like if you didn't give it to Fat Albert, I don't put them down. I know that everybody says, yeah, there's a lot of locked-in races, but I know, but I kind of like, I like to know that I get, know somebody's got the deposit. I don't want to put nothing out there. It's not holding against nobody, but if you can have your deposit man come up here and call me or whatever, I don't mind putting it out there, but I don't want to put it out there and then they're setting something, no, we wasn't locked, and it comes back on me. I don't want to hear that false advertising, so that's the reason why I didn't do it. I do have some more races I got to put out there, like Fred Wheatley's race. He's got a couple of them. I got to put his out there. We also got, what is it, Purple Rain, they call it. He's got a couple. He's got a couple runs out there. We got quite a bit, so I know what's going on. And I just want to make sure. See, the problem is a lot of guys tell me, yeah, we're going to be doing it, but we didn't lock in the money. We're going to lock in next Friday or Friday of. So, well, you know, I'm not going to do it unless you got the money up. If you ain't got it up, I'm not going to say it. So, because I know a lot of times the guy says races are not locked in until money is in hand. So that's the reason why I'm not putting up some of them. But the other ones that I know, as soon as Fat Albert tells me or Dexter tells me, then I know. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dexter locked in with J.C. Richardson also. So they're doing it 69 steel against, I think, what did he call it, Uncle Ruckus. So that's going to go down. So we got quite a bit of stuff happening. Quite a bit. Okay. And hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up this mic now. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Joe. How you doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
How's everything, Corey? How's everything?
I can't complain, man. I can't complain.
Yeah,
it's going to be a busy, seems like it's going to be a good weekend for everybody. You know, I want to say, you know, I wish the best of luck to all crews that got things locked in. Have a safe trip. Have a safe, 660 pass. And be the best man win. Show sportsmanship. And, and just shut down the year with a good ending, with a good bang.
Yeah. You got any predictions on anything?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's you know me, Joe. I don't really say much, but I got to say this. I think it's going to be a lot of DPs passed up. I don't think it's going to be no real racing. You know,
hold
everybody's
on,
a gorilla.
Hold on. Let me hear the DP passed up. Tell me a DP fan. Which one do you think I'll give up?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot, Joe.
hey, we like to hear it.
You can't
know,
do that
wanna,
to me, man.
I want to see this. Let's hear it.
But man, listen, I don't think a lot of people going to go, man. I'd rather not say. I know some people probably like say it, but
put
I
put a name
I
on it.
Can't
come
do
on,
it, Joe.
Now.
Sorry.
Put a name on it. You got to put a name on one, at least one.
Just one of them?
Just put one of them.
All right. I don't think James, a.k.a. Mr. Mayhem, is going out there with Drew. I don't think that's happening.
So you don't think James is going, or you don't think Drew's going?
No, James. No, Drew going out there. They going out there. Jason and I always go out there and Drew.
Okay,
well, but
think
I don't
James
think James is going to make that. Nah. I could be wrong. He could shock the world. But so far, the way his record is right now, nah, it's not looking too good for him. Not looking too good.
Okay.
Man, you said one, Joe. Don't try to trick me to say
another
one.
I
got
that one. I'll let somebody else hit another one. Don't worry about it. I'll let somebody else hit the other one. But we got a lot more going
it.
On. Oh, man, I'll let it go. We could go ahead and move with it. Mr. Mayhem.
That'll work.
Okay. Yeah, but hold on. Let me make sure I open up a lot of these mics because I see everybody flashing them here. 443-9148. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I can't complain. How's everything?
All right. Did you get your permission slip signed?
You know what? They was asking. I'm about to ask you, and Antoine. We got to talk. We got to say a special happy birthday to Antoine out there. It's Antoine Day. We just was trying to see if you got your permission slip signed, because I don't know if he asked you or not. Was you going to be able to do anything DJing with anything?
Well,
I don't know if he called you.
He called and asked me, but unfortunately, I won't be able to make the trip on Friday night.
Okay.
I won't be down there until Saturday morning, unfortunately, because I was looking at
it. You don't have to explain. You know, I know you didn't get the permission slip for Friday night.
No. I hope your wife is not there this week, because I hate to have to keep running to her and ask her, is it okay if you got a bet, if you can bet, okay?
If anything, she's going to give you the money to bet. She told me, make sure I'll be back because you got back to Badmouth crew. They sweet.
Mr. Torrey, I'll be willing to make you a side bet on that race that you were just talking about, a little small one. We ain't got to go run crazy. A little gentleman's bet, $5, $10. Because actually, I am looking forward to seeing.
Oh, between James and Drew?
Yes, sir. I am looking. That is one of the top races I am looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
Are you going to wait for the deposit code?
That's what I'm about to ask him.
I don't know the stiff on the race. I don't.
No, whoever
they
back out,
in the early part of the season.
For example, if Drew back out, Torrey's got to pay $10. If James back out, you got to pay
$10. I'll do that for $10. Yeah, we can do that. I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
And that's all right with Torrey.
The way the deposit goes, that's correct. Negative, never me. Nah,
okay.
I don't have no problems.
You don't have no problem. Okay, now look, me and Joe do this all the time, so that's why we laugh about it. You know, so
he be playing with me, but I be dead serious with him. See, he can't come out Friday. He ain't working Friday. But he just ain't letting him go. He told him he's going to work on Saturday. So he can get out there.
You already know. Actually,
wow.
He didn't think I was coming home Friday because the way it was supposed to be, I was supposed to be getting the load down there, and I was supposed to be staying down there in the truck, but some things have changed. So that's why I can't be there Friday.
So in other words, since it changed, that means you bring your butt home, and then you can go Saturday, but not Friday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can not allowed to stay overnight. Okay, that's good. He ain't get a permission slip to stay overnight, Tori.
Oh, yeah, he is. I don't need that. I don't have no problem.
What you say? You got to leave after breakfast and be back before dinner?
Yes, yeah.
No.
And you better, you better make some dessert over.
You ain't lying.
I tell y'all another race I'm looking forward to seeing. That's Dead President and Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
That's going to be a nice race.
I think that one there is going to be one at the starting line.
Really?
Okay.
That's where that race is going to be won, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to say, now Bobby's a tree cutter.
Okay.
So I sure hope that Sherlock Holmes or whoever's driving his car it can stand the pressure.
Okay. Hey, they just locked in another race, Trick Bag versus Convict North. Trick Bag or Convict? They just locked that one, Vega against the Mustang.
That'd be a good one right there.
Yeah, they just locked that in.
Damn.
Come on, Joe. Come on, Tway. What do you think? I think I like Trick Bag.
I'm gonna have to pass
on
that. That's a really tough one.
I think I like Trick Bag on that. It's tough, but I think I like Trick Bag on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back to the cross before the radio show though. I don't know.
Tell me something. So who you going with, Daniel Hall or Tony Tan? Which one? Como or Rambo? You want Rambo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that car.
Got permission for $20?
For $20? What is that race? That race Friday or Saturday?
That's Friday off the trailer.
Okay.
As soon as
I see you, if I lose, I'll put the $20 bill in your hand.
No, you ain't got to put the $20. If you ain't there, because I know you're going to be there Friday.
Okay.
That's happening Friday night.
Right.
So whoever wins, we'll turn around and pay. That's all. When we see each other Saturday.
Right. Okay. That'll work. You would have that race on Friday instead of Saturday. That should be a Saturday race.
No. The reason why they got that on Saturday, because he's got a couple races Friday night.
Okay.
No, Tony Tan is running after that. An hour later, he's running Shaq Attack. And on Saturday, the Cobalt and Jeff Rogers are supposed to run.
That's going to be a thriller there. That's going to be a thriller there.
Some big dog races going on. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting because, man, they coming out the woodwork with some stuff. Oh, matter of fact, I have to relay this message because he was on my tail about an hour ago. Called me up. Buddy Blow said, if Dino will step on the property, he belong to him.
If Dino's on the property,
if Dino's on the property, he is on his butt.
I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe Dino will be there.
Well, he wants to lock in, so hold on one second, because I got to see if I can get, my host can't get on, I got to try to get him in here. Let me see. I know that I was starting some stuff here, boy.
He's been acting real funny lately. I've noticed that. They got all pressure. He out there talking real gorilla. Just, you know, talking that gorilla talk.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Fat Albert is racing that day. Hold on. We're going to get him on here right now.
Is he running Friday or Saturday?
I'm not sure.
Saturday.
We're going to find out in a few minutes. I'm going to call him. Right now. Let's see if we can get him on here. Get him on right now. Let me see. Fat Albert.
Hello?
Fat Albert, you're on the show right now.
Okay. I tried to call, but what did it do, buddy?
They said you've been acting awful funny lately.
What's up, man?
Stone Cold got cold feet. They said Stone Cold got some cold feet. I'm just relaying the message.
Don't get quiet now. You hit on that mountain.
You mean to tell me you up there coughing? You got a cold too? Cold feet?
Yeah.
You got a cold. God, dog.
Who is that? Who got a cold?
Come on, Fat Albert.
No, Joe, I'm doing something right now. That's why I couldn't get on, but go ahead.
Get out of the truck stop.
Fat Albert, y'all still on, right?
No, I haven't talked to him. Is he there? Get him on the phone.
As long as the money is up. Who is that you're supposed to be running again? So to make sure. That's so long.
Peanut.
Oh, hell yeah. You know that race on. I ain't got to say nothing. Hold on. You might have talked somebody up right now. 914-8909. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Peanut?
What's going on?
Ah!
Hey, man. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
So we lost.
Go ahead.
I said a week before the show, we're going to schedule the time because of the weather.
The weather's going to be real
clear. Say that again, man.
So,
yeah.
So, in the lane by five.
Say that again. Hold on, let me get out of this truck. I got the motor running. Say that again now.
In the lane by five, we flip the lane choice.
All right. This is, oh, Lord, y'all going to clown me. It's not sure that it's going to be able to make it. We ain't got the car at the shop yet. He said he's going to try to make it, but I did tell you we was going to lock in. So if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I owe you. But that's cool.
I don't hear you. Say that again. What did you just say?
I'm not sure if the car going to make it, but we did agree to it. So if I can get there, get it, that's cool. If not, then I guess I owe you.
All right. Well, if you make it in the lanes by five, flip the lane for it. That's
okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I know the weather is supposed to get a little chilly later on at night. So.
Yeah,
that's
look
cool.
Chilly.
Hey,
that's
Joe, is those guys heating that track, or because I heard some through the grapevine that they can do that, or are they doing it for you guys, or
what happened?
Are they heating the racetrack? Because I heard they can do that at the lot.
Last time I told them, they said they never even turned that on.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I never seen it.
Actually,
it.
She said.
Even at PDRA,
got
they never
we,
used it, so.
Yeah,
they got it,
never
they never
on.
Even used it.
Okay, yeah, because I
know
people were talking about it, and they were saying that is a state of the art, and they can heat the thing up, and I was like, I don't know about all that.
It is a state of the art track, there ain't no doubt about it, but I never heard of them using it. I have yet to ever see them use it. Last time we were there, shoot, I remember when it was cold out, and they were going down, it was like it was nothing. Just like when it rained in March. And what would you say, Fat Albert? Inch and a half of rain, 2 inches of rain? And clean that track up, and everybody went back out there, man. Sheesh.
Went right back to racing.
Yeah, yep. So. Track was even better, tighter. Like,
hold on for a minute,
okay?
Joe. I'll be right back in a second. Let me call you.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, but not everybody. So, Peanut, you got anybody else in line or no? Or just wanted
really.
Stone Cold?
Not really. I mean, I don't know who else is going to be there.
I know, but
I
got to make sure I put this out there because Buddy Blow got Buddy Blow said we got slow cars, or he said he's looking for anything over here. Big Ty, he's looking for some action. So anybody out there, Buddy Blow, he'll be on the show in a little
bit
later.
Is it 81 or the 68? What's called Buddy Blow?
Not the 81.
81
Camaro, the blue Camaro. Little Bill. He's looking for action with Little Bill. That's what you're looking for. So if anybody looking for action, wants some extra action, Buddy Blow, I'll make sure we get him on here. He definitely looking for some action with that car, too. So, hold on a second, you guys. Let me just make sure I open up a couple of mics because I see a lot of mics getting down here. They want. And Peanut, you got any predictions?
No, Ranger, I'm coming to you.
Not really. I've been listening. I hope everybody show up and do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. All right. Sound good. 347-4186. Your mic is open.
Hold on.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
All right. Everything's everything. Just listening. Just seeing what's going on.
Okay. You got any predictions?
That's all. No, not right now, to be honest with you.
You're going into action. Tell them who you're going to action with.
OG Bobby.
All right.
Going to action with OG Bobby. Hopefully there'll be more people. But, you know, we'll see.
And now, how's your race going to go down? How's the race going to go down so everybody knows?
Giving, I believe, OG Bobby the break and the clear.
You're 15 minutes away from where?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Okay, you give OG Bobby the break and the clear. And how is it going down? Like, what is it? Motor the juice? Which, how is it? How's the rate?
Hey. It's going to be motor to motor.
Huh?
Motor to motor.
It's going to be motor to motor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going to give him motor
OG
to motor.
Bobby
you're going
to
give
him. Drive.
Oh, Bobby has to drive, and you're giving him a break and a clear. And what day are you going to do that?
I believe that's on the Saturday at 7.
Okay. All righty.
All right, Joe, I'm back, but I got a question. Joe.
No, go ahead.
Put a mute for some people that hear us.
Well, man, that race between me and Peanut, we was locked in. We supposed to lock in a week before because he wanted to make sure the weather. If the car ain't there, do that mean that's still on? Because we didn't lock in until today, right? But we trying to get the car there.
This supposed to be, y'all say y'all going to be locking in the day of,
the week of, right?
The week before.
Right.
No, that's not what he's saying.
So now,
the race was locked.
But
the race
now,
was locked.
But y'all
said,
wait. You said, wait. But we said, but I'm asking because he wants to know. We said we was going to lock in a week before, which is, yes, was Friday or whatever. But if the car can't make it, he wants to know.
Listen, I expect you
if y'all said locked, then it's locked.
I don't come on here and play games like that.
Wait a minute, bro. You're taking it out of. Okay, all I did was ask the question. That's all. Okay. If you say it like that,
then it's
locked.
If you say locked, it's locked. That's all. You just put the money
up. Calm down, bro.
Tell Keith to stop playing and get to work.
All right. Damn, bro. Don't, leave the corner off like that now. Come on. Don't do that, especially with me. Because I ain't the one. But I said, okay, that's cool.
Okay. All right.
These guys
got to
be big bad on this goddamn phone, man. I swear, boy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead with the show. Let's go. Go ahead with the show.
Okay, hold on a second.
If I can make it, Peanut, I can. If I don't, we owe you. It's simple as that.
Shout out it. God damn it. You know how it go. The man said, goddamn it, it's locked.
Hey, I didn't ask you for your goddamn opinion anyway.
You got a lot of stats.
Now, what about that?
A lot of stats on your phone. Oh, man. Damn. You got, what else you got? You got any predictions? Marcus? Since you hit it up, Marcus. That was Marcus, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I got too much background, Joe. I got too much background noise.
All right. Well, you ain't got no predictions then.
I got predictions that shot up going to play the poker out.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Probably will.
What's going on, Marcus?
She ain't working on that goddamn car.
What's happening? Hey, I got another prediction that Zeus going to get fucked up by ODB. I got one more prediction.
OG
Bobby gonna play poker.
Hey, hold up. We had another prediction on here said that I ain't gonna say who said, but they said Jay's gonna play punk out.
I think Jay is gonna play punk out. And Shane is gonna play punk out too. Jay's gonna play punk out and Shane is gonna play punk out. Shane is gonna play punk out too. Jay's gonna play punk out too. I'm going on mute.
Now,
He's got death in the family, Joe. But,
okay.
Hey, man, hey, Fat Albert, but you know how that go, though, right? But don't be talking on back line. Yeah. I got you. All right. I'm on mute, fellas.
All right, hold on a second. Let me open up another mic, you guys. Make sure I open this mic up. 301-4533, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, what's going on now? How's everything?
It's Avon, you already know. Bob Towns in the house.
What's your prediction? Come
Mob
on.
Mob Town.
What are
you talking, Fred? I'm eating.
Which race y'all want to know, Mob Town? Y'all got a couple.
You said what's the prediction?
Yeah, I know y'all said Mob Town, so I know which race. Mob Town got a couple races out there. So what? You said Mob Town going to beat them
clean
all every race?
It don't matter who it is. Clean sweep.
Going to be clean sweep.
Mm. Pull the broom
so
out.
Avon,
mm.
So Avon giving the Godfather the break, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm. It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Ain't enough for him to get away.
Ain't enough to get away.
I'll suck him up like a vacuum.
Damn.
Now, Fred, what you got? What races you got? So I make sure I got them down here.
I got, we don't know the status of, you know, showing up home, but me and showing up home, me and Hood Sheriff, me and the Hood Sheriff, 4 o'clock. I think showing up home scheduled at 6 o'clock. If that happens, and then if Lamar makes it, we're supposed to run, and then we got a surprise race. We're gonna draw on somebody.
Uh oh.
Mm.
So I'm looking to get busy 3 to 4 times.
Mm. You plan on drawing on somebody? Oh shoot! I can only
Absolutely.
Imagine who it is.
Absolutely.
It might be you, Joe.
Oh.
AV, I'm cooking, bro. I'm cooking a pig, ribs, and fish.
I'm just messing with Joe, Fred. I'm just messing with him. He know you, my man.
Hey, Joe, we're going to make it interesting down there. We're going to give him something to talk about.
Okay. That's what it's all about. Hey, who you like with that Daniel Hall race there? Off the trailer.
Daniel Hall,
and Tony
Cobalt versus Hack.
Rambo.
I'm gonna have to go with the Cobalt.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, I heard Tony Cannon and them was saying for more money, keep going up.
Cool.
They're known to go out there. Yeah, it quadruples. That's all I can tell you.
Good God Almighty, get busy, y'all. Somebody messed up the church's money.
Yeah, it went up there. That pot went sky high. I said, since we are both coming down there, ain't no need talking about it. Let's just go up the trail and let's get busy. No shakedown.
So both of those camps like to gamble for decent money, so you can almost expect that one.
Mm-hmm. Then you got, right after that, Tony Tan going to be wheeling Rambo again, and they're going to run Shack Attack an hour later.
Oh, God Almighty.
And
then
they're
getting busy
really,
for
Yeah, they really doing their
That's
thing.
That's a good one, though.
Credit. Yeah.
That's a good one right there, Tony and Shack Attack.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be real interesting.
Hey, Albert, who you like on that?
I think he went on the back line for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's gonna be real, real interesting. And I've been getting more and more calls and more races. Like I said, he's got a lot of the races all written out. But I know for a fact I've seen a lot more. Jason Gray, he's probably got like two or three, I think. You know, I just don't know the whole thing. Well, if I don't know how the race is going off, I really don't put it out there. That's the only reason why. I let them,
I'm
they put it
you,
out
you,
there.
As a fan, as a fan, you damn you got some good ones, though, because I like it. That's some good gambling.
It's going to be interesting.
Friday night's going to be real live.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be, it definitely, I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to fish fry Friday
night.
Yeah, me
too.
We're going to fish fry that Friday night, so if everybody make sure we got, I got it all. Oh, then 69 Steel and Dexter. My partner decided, let's go ahead and do it. Yep,
Dexter going to pay punk out, Joe. Dexter going to pay punk out. Hold up. I got 100 with 69 Steel. Can we bet that?
No, I said, I don't know. I'm going to bet you that
I got 100 on the race.
I got 100 on the race.
How about that?
Well, you ain't betting
going to meet. Oh, where Dexter at? I want 100 out of Dexter's pocket there.
He said, go on, man.
Now, if you ain't betting, go on me.
Oh, look, when Dexter get on here,
oh,
matter of
shit.
Fact, he's looking for your man. He's looking for your man.
Listen, my man.
They said
he's
looking. They said the man looking for
Dino.
He's going
to try to get on that. Hold on, let me call Dino. Hold on. I'm going to call Dino.
Okay. Oh shit. Oh, and then Popeye running Detroit, Jackson. You know that's supposed to be a good one too. You know. And that's at 5 o'clock.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I think
301 said that they were gonna get it on with Popeye.
Oh really?
Naked lady. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
We might see. But I heard JC didn't know that. That they said they wanted to run him again. I heard you might see that race again.
Hey, Joe Gray, baby Joe on the phone. Dino owned on the phone. Talk to him.
Who is it?
First he had what's his name? Buddy Blow said he wanted to get hold to you. And also, you had Dexter, City Chai.
Mark Jones trying to see who he's
trying to get on. That's what I was telling Joe.
He's trying to get on.
Trying to get on the show. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, but don't worry about me. He just
The show is full. Yeah, it's full. He got a. Somebody got called from another line. Let me see if I get somebody call him. No, they looking for you, Dino. They said they got a flashlight in the daytime looking for you.
They really not.
Get busy, y'all.
So you tell Dexter, looking for you, baby. He can get me in Florida with Bullet Bill. I will run out of his life in Florida.
You said Dexter can run you down in Florida?
Yeah, that's where I want him at.
Okay.
I mean, that's something, I mean, you know, I'm going to go after him. So.
Okay.
Absolutely. So him and if Buddy Blue want another ass with me in Florida, he can get it too.
Okay. All right.
Damn.
Hey, baby, they talk about for North versus South, though, man, this weekend. I'm not going to make it North versus South because the following week I'm going to South Carolina to, what's the name, Aaron Tingle's race.
Ornberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can't.
Man,
December I'm going to be off a lot. But, let me get with Brandon because we do want to test the car somewhere. North versus South, that's just it.
Then go to Sunday service.
Trust me, Trust me, ain't nothing nervous about me, goddamn. The nervous part, goddamn shit. I just been concentrating on.
We're going to be in North Carolina this week. We're going to be in South Carolina next week. Now get busy.
Yeah, but see, listen to me. Now, you can do that. I mean, I can't afford to say it. I just quit. I can't think.
Wait,
I mean, I can. Yeah, I can, but the thing of it is I want to be I'm just trying to get everything together where I can just get some money stacked for because I'm probably something during November or Halloween shootout or something. I got to get Dino all tested up. And then I'm going to be going to Florida, and I'm staying there like 10 days when I go down for that Florida race. So I'm kind of like taking a lot of time off now. I ain't did a lot this year, but hell, I'm going to pick up my grandbaby.
Hey,
I'm sitting.
Okay,
hey,
so what I'll do is
him scared.
Once Dexter get on this phone, I'll let make sure so y'all can get locked in from Florida. So I know Dexter going.
You're
to
damn
Florida.
Right. He can get Florida all day long.
Okay.
Ain't I'm scared.
All
I'll
right.
Try either one of them. Buddy Blow can get Florida. I don't give a shit for that.
I forgot about
it.
We got Coretta going out there too against Underdog. They locked in for that day too. You know, she got
Friday,
a couple
Joe?
Races. No, that's gonna be for Saturday. She's racing them Saturday. I think that
okay.
was Saturday.
Who
she's racing that one. Coretta and Underdog.
So who else is...
Huh?
You said Coretta and Underdog.
Yep, Coretta and Underdog.
That's a good one. Who you like
on Saturday?
I like Underdog.
I'm watching.
I like Underdog. You want to bet?
No, I'm watching on that.
You watching?
I'm watching that one.
Fred, who you call out with that? Who you call on that one? Huh?
Well,
who
I
you
like
call
Underdog.
On that one?
I like Nasty Boys.
I like Nasty Boys. Yeah. They going to shit fucking, you fuck around Trigger Man, be driving that bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marcus, who's
like
y'all thinking now, Marcus?
Hey, hold up. Now, I got to ask y'all about this one. Carlos Wells and Nasty Boys.
Nasty Boys. Carlos Wells are running, but goddamn, I don't think Carlos Wells is going to make the trip.
You told a lie. I like Carlos.
Yeah. I listen to me. Carlos Wells will are running, but I said I don't think he's going to make the trip.
And I said, you
told him. That's just when I say that, taking nothing away from him. I'm just personal from what I've been seeing. The car's got to make that trip, buddy.
I like David Ruffin.
You do?
Who's David Ruffin running?
Nasty Boys.
I like Nasty Boys.
How do you?
Also, you got the Cobalt going against Coretta and them. I think a brother driving.
I like the Cobalt both races.
Okay.
I like the Cobalt.
Okay, don't forget about...
So let me ask you this here. When Marquez, who Marquez running?
They don't run to the end. Jeff Rogers at the end. That's the last race Jeff doing.
Oh, they're running Friday night?
Saturday.
Hey, Dino. Hey, Baby J.
Yes.
I know you with your.
Yes.
I know you with your man. I like Jeff Rogers' mouth.
I like Marquez' mouth.
Better Hunter.
Something special for your ass. that's gonna be the special one.
I'm with Jeff.
That's
come get me.
Huh? I know everybody's gonna be with Jeff. But yeah, how much?
Better 100.
Yeah. Anybody else don't like Marquez?
I like Mark, but I just like Jeff in that race.
No, but I'm saying anybody else don't like that race with Mark.
Yeah, Mark's good people. I'm with my man Jeff.
Okay. Hey, I'm just going with my man Mark.
Okay,
you
got Mark Jones. You got Mark Jones and Zeus. Who you like? For a whole lot
Mark
of
Jones. Cookies. Mark Jones.
For a lot of.
I'm
cookies.
Going with Zeus.
I do.
I'm going with
Mark Jones. Mark Jones gonna kill that man.
Huh?
Mark Jones gonna kill that man.
It ain't no way.
He's gonna kill him. Golly.
Y'all keep underestimating my brother Zeus. Keep underestimating.
Well, bet with him then.
Hold on.
Bet with him with ODB.
Did anybody get Mark Jones?
Underestimate. Mouse.
How much?
See me at the track.
I got you.
I'm with you.
I could get Mark Jones on.
So you know what? I'm gonna try to talk Brandon into bringing that pro mod down, but I guess we can. I can't say nothing about racing that because it,
all right, hey, Mark Jones on the phone.
What's going on, fellas?
Now here's gonna be some a lot of gaming.
They talking about the race between you and Zeus.
Oh yeah, we locked in. What they talking about?
A lot of people
Zeus
saying
it's gonna be nothing to see.
Oh well, could be wrong.
Oh, but y'all got one step. Mark after drive, Zeus after drive.
Yeah,
now listen, you can't Mark my man. Mark can drive now. Y'all can't think he can drive. You'd be a fool to think that.
Yeah.
You gonna get behind the wheel, huh?
Oh Lord, who got that background noise?
Mark Rusty.
That's
like a forklift.
Then you got Gordo and Tony Bynes.
I like Tony Bynes again.
I like Tony.
Y'all said that Zeus gonna get me.
Ain't nobody say that, Mark. Where you get that from?
Y'all said it wasn't gonna be nothing to see.
Stop putting words in our mouth, Mark.
Mark, I ain't gonna tell you who said it though, but I'm gonna give you the initials, FW.
that was cool.
Also, don't forget, you got Gigantor and Tony Bynes. He's gonna be bringing his Camaro called Black Gal. Black Gal gonna be on motor. Gigantor gonna be spraying it, and Gigantor gonna give him the break. Who you
Tony
like?
Tony Bynes, man.
Oh. Tony Bynes gonna win there because he's gonna play so many games at the start of the line. He gonna fuck Larry Mine though.
I'm telling you, man.
That break is tough
Tony,
sometimes, fellas.
Tony's too seasoned for a lot of these guys, man.
Yeah, Larry ain't gonna be able to read no break. Gigantor can't read break.
Man,
Tony's gonna be halfway down the track before you take off.
Gigantor got a Walmart transmission. He won't even grab the other fucking water box.
God. Damn, Marcus.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, my bad, boy.
That shit should be illegal to be talking. That mother be saying some real moves.
That's right. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because they are waiting. 410-2045. Your mic is open.
Good evening. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. On my end, I just jumped in on the voice my little opinion on the predictions on the race on a few of the races.
Okay.
Coming off the trailer, I like Tony Tan over Lightning Bolt coming off the trailer. Mark Jones and Zeus. I'm gonna go with Zeus on that one. Not taking nothing from Mark, but I'm just leaning towards Zeus on that race.
Mm-hmm.
Hood Sheriff versus Dead President. That's gonna be a good race. That's gonna be if both go green and both make the trip. I got Hood Sheriff edging him out just by a little.
Mm.
Gonna be a good race.
A lie, Pop.
Hell of a race. I'm not always right.
Yeah,
I'm not always right.
He told a lie.
said, hey,
Marcus,
the best power
you
right now.
Fred detecting a lot.
Hey,
Marcus,
let's see. Zeus Central versus Buckley versus ODB. I think he gave ODB too much. ODB for the win. I guess everything remains to be seen.
What
showed up,
ODB?
I heard he had. She gave him the 1-1.
Oh, Zeus gave ODB the 1-1?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Damn, Zeus.
I think he gave up too much. I think he throwed it out there. What other races, Joe? Let me throw my. I'm gonna get on out of the way. What other races you got?
ODB got a couple races out there, right?
Yeah, he got shown up in
OG Bob. He got OG Bob.
OG Bob. Yeah. I don't know what's gonna go on there. I think that's motor to motor, right?
No, they changed
the one with
again.
Bobby run on motor. Antoine get the spray. But Bobby gets the 1-1.
Antoine driving?
No.
Nobody stiff no driver.
Oh, no stiff on the driver. ODB for the win.
Good grief. On the, man, who is stiffing these races?
It's the owner.
Oh, no.
Freda versus
Coretta. I give you an air high five on that one, boy.
Shit, Antoine, man, Antoine can make a goddamn. He can get him to give him whatever he wants.
I see.
Copperhead got a couple races. I don't know the guys that he's racing, but I know he's one supposed to be running. He's supposed to be running Gordo.
Copperhead versus Tony Montana. I like Copperhead.
And how about if he goes against Gordo? What do you like?
If they're not coming off the trailer and give Copperhead time to get right, I got to go with Copperhead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got somebody said they got $50 on Gordo versus Tiny and $50 on Gordo versus
Shit, I'm going to be honest. All they got to do is be there. They gonna get all the best they want. Shit.
Right.
Hey,
everywhere.
Trick bag versus Mike O'Neill. Who y'all like?
That's gonna be a good day.
Mike O'Neill.
I'm gonna go with Trick Bag. I'm gonna go with Trick Bag on that race.
I like Mike O'Neill.
Yeah, I think.
Somebody must be on speakerphone. They need a lot of background.
Somebody got a lot of background.
Somebody got us on speaker. Oh, there you go. Okay, they hit it.
I like Mike O'Neill.
Trick Bag. I got Trick Bag leaving first and finishing first.
Damn.
No, well, Mike O'Neill.
But that's
going to
be one hell of a race. Man, shit.
Mike O'Neill's heavy in that 50.
And he is. He definitely has. It's going to be. Listen, I'm going to tell you, that race can go either way, but I'm going to tell you, boy.
It can.
That race can go either way, man. It's going to be a good race. A lot of good races.
That's
what I want to see.
Lennon Love, a bad man on that tree, y'all. I got to give it to him. He's a bad man on that tree.
He is. Good report, Marcus. I'm going to tell you something. That damn convict cuts up out of there.
Oh, yeah. He leaving home.
Matter of fact.
He definitely leaving home.
I think it's Friday night. The convict got to run Gordo. That's the Vega, right?
Convict versus Trick Bag and Gordo.
No.
Race.
I know. Trick Bag is the Vega.
Trick Bag get the head up clear from Gordo. Gordo going to kill him off the word, though.
God, dog.
Yeah, Gordo. There ain't going to be nothing to see on the other end.
Gordo ain't no slouch, boy, but I'm going to tell you, when he clicked that thing in high gear, that thing go to work.
Yeah.
That wagon go to work.
You
got to
give credit
to
dude. He riding on the other end.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, it ain't too shabby out the gate either. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Nah.
Man, what y'all looking at?
Mark Jones. Hey, Mark Jones.
Hey,
Boy,
hey, look, don't take
would you just stay home and cook some crabs, man? You stay home and go ahead and take me to the restaurant, man. St. Copper here down with the car. You stay on home.
Hey, Nina Brown, it don't take much to get y'all excited.
Shit, I think, well, you want to make me excited? Lock in with Bigfoot, heads up. And you want to make me excited? How about
ooh,
that?
Oh, shit.
Mouth?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I want them.
You're too big to be getting on your knees. Don't get down on your knees.
Ooh.
Don't do that. Please don't.
Hey, look! Ooh. I might need help up if I get down there, but I just like to get that y'all gave me.
You didn't take it when they gave it. Give it to you. Hey, gifts expire, man. You got to go out there and let your kahunas hang right now. Go on out there.
Hey, Mark Jones, come on, man. Let's go ahead and do something, man. We ain't got to do for a whole lot of money. No, $1,000, $1,500. You know what I mean? Let's do it.
I'm gonna let you know when we get down there Friday night.
Well, you not gonna let me know nothing then. I'm on mute.
Hey, Mark, don't you let that young man back you down like that. Yeah, we're gonna see if this converter works. So we just got the converter in the other day. Ready to put it in and see if it's working. If it's working, Bigfoot gonna get what he wants.
Sound like he's up recently.
Hey, Big Mark, you know you're my man, but you told me you got that converter in 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I'm COVID.
Damn.
Man, I just COVID, man. I've been down for 2 weeks too, bro.
No, you did tell me that. My apology, brother. You did tell me that.
I'm just getting back up
my
on bands. Yeah, but you
well,
sound like you're getting
you
in there like. Hey, you sound like you're getting in there like, oh, man, you can do something when we get down there.
Man, we'd do something with anybody. I ain't scared of nobody.
Well, then lock in.
You
lock Tommy in first.
Hey, look,
you
lock
Avon's
Tommy
race,
in first.
And then we'll run a train on your ass.
There you go.
God.
Hey, lock both of y'all in then for the same thing me and you ran for. Right?
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. You trying to lock both of them in, Mark?
We all lost your voice?
No, I really don't want you. I'm going to be honest with you. I got my eyes on somebody else.
And you from me.
I got three races anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a piece, but I got my eyes on somebody else in my fourth race. I done already ran out of your life.
Oh.
And you still there? Well, I'm trying to get you back in my life. You're running out of my life.
If somebody else run for me, I'll do you in one more time, but I got my eyes on somebody.
Hey, Mark Jones, now how you going to say you'll run Fred and Avon, but you're not ready to run Bigfoot?
I just told you, I said, look, I'm scared of you.
But
I've been promised, man, if I ain't never seen a Bigfoot, I'll give Marcus my spot.
There you go,
if everything works out fine enough, a whole lot of y'all going to get what you're looking for. Just don't run in the bushes. That's all.
Okay. Well, listen, all that don't sound nothing to me right now, so I think this will probably going to just
and
Mark, home.
And Mark, it's that small money, so it'd be good to see them two Novas in the beam. Real talk.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing but some money.
Hold on a second. You guys, let me open up this next mic here. 757-9032.
Him went back to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
All right, how's everything?
It's good.
Everything good, man. Everything good. I just want to say I appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, sending their condolences about my uncle. As of right now, I'm still going to make North or South, but if not, you know what I mean, money's up, so they can head a DP. But I ain't really worried about it right now. But as of right now, I'm still going to make it.
Okay.
Hey,
showing
up
this
big
friend,
man. Condolences to you and your family, brother.
I'm sorry for your loss as well, bro.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
hey, we may be very competitive, but we want big race family.
Say again?
Yep.
I missed that.
Hey, show up. Hey,
friend your family.
I said we may be competitive and we may race each other, but we're one big race family.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know what I mean? Never doubted it. Hell, I spend more time with y'all than I do with my own goddamn wife and goddamn, well, not my kids, but my wife anyway. She get on my goddamn nerves.
You better get in order, man. That ain't good.
You better spend some time with her, because we ain't going to lay down with your ugly ass. We ain't going to be with your ugly ass.
Hey, shows up. You better put that woman first, boy.
I am. She
we already got one man out here. Got to ask permission to go around Friday to cut it out.
Oh, no.
You only allowed to go on Saturday.
Hey, look. I was listening, because I've been on the show since it started. I was listening. I was like, God damn, because my old lady told me I can't go to goddamn South Carolina. I'm going to South Carolina the next weekend. I can't go now. I have to be right here sitting in the house.
So you didn't get your permission slip signed. That's what you said.
Nah, man, what it is, she's been gone a lot, man, with work. And that weekend actually is the end of what they call a season thing she's been going through. And fucking, she going out of town for like a whole week. She going to Washington. So she was like, you just going to leave me the weekend before I'm leaving? I'm like, yeah. And fucking,
nah, you better stay home, dog.
Hey, Fred, yeah. Fred, you know, what it sound like in Showing Up House? Fred, you know what it sound like?
What it sound like, Albert?
Cracking that whip. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Know all about that whip.
We got,
you know all about it.
We got plenty of salt and alcohol to heal your wounds.
hey, Roy, she damn sure cracked the whip, because up till 2 days ago, I thought I was going.
Damn.
I had to call my man Top Notch and our little crew. I was like, man, I ain't even going to make it. They was like, fuck it. Family first. I was like, yeah, but shit. I see her ass
all
the time. Fuck.
We'll be on here the Tuesday after. We'll tell you how everything was.
I mean, it might be a lesson, because after Brian busts you on the ass, you might not want to go anyway.
Man, shit.
But top-notch ass anyway, so you might not want to go.
I don't think he got enough, man.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think they're fool for underestimating Brian the way they are. All of them.
We ain't underestimating him. I like Brian. I like his car. Motherfucker, hey, I can't fuck with him nowhere near. But I don't know, man.
No, but a lot of people underestimate him, and I think that's a mistake.
he gotta prove himself.
Either way, man. Shit. he already did that.
I got a text, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. It said, sure enough, you can't fuck with ODB. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You know what? They might be right, but as of right now, we're going to find out from Saturday, goddammit.
I know that's right. Hey, I'm looking forward to that race, sure enough, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, man. I hate to give what I gave, but, I mean, fuck it. I'm just trying to. Man, I've been working hard.
Well, Antoine got a lot of gifts that he popped.
I'm out here right now. I'm talking to y'all right now, cooking some shit up. So,
hey,
I mean, it is what it is.
Antoine,
I just wanted to
race, Santa Claus. That motherfucker said in Santa's lap early, boy, this year.
Yeah, he did.
Man,
hey,
Antoine,
hey, Sean, what you
giving?
Antoine,
you know one thing about it, though?
Antoine looked for Fred. Fred likes gifts. Antoine likes gifts.
Hey, but
I'm
you know what,
big, I'm looking for Bigfoot with a gift.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for Bigfoot with that gift.
And wait a minute. I got another text. Hey, showing up, I got another text. And it says, verbatim, and the pot don't have to end at 1500. I'm back on you.
Man, listen.
I'm back on you.
One thing about it. One thing about it. Two things for show.
Hey, showing up, you know who's sending me these damn texts.
Hey, showing up.
He know who's sending it. He know he's sending the text.
Hey, showing up, what you giving ODB?
1-1.
Woo. Well, that's what I like to have from Bigfoot, and I go square on his ass. Scrub the ground.
Uh-oh. Man, listen.
When I fuck him up with that 1-1, that's going to hurt.
I'm not saying if. When I fuck him up with that 1-1, That's gonna hurt worse than me beating him head up.
He's in a five-star restaurant, so he just texted. Good, we're glad he's in a five-star restaurant. Wait, we stay there till Saturday. Showing up. He said, let's bet on it that you won't even clean. He said, you won't nowhere near clean. That's what he just texted.
Hey, listen. Tell him enjoy his birthday because I'm going to give him his biggest fucking gift. And he ain't going to like it. He ain't going to like it.
Showing up, give the game to him, showing up.
I ain't gave him shit yet. I ain't gave him shit yet, because guess what? Guess what, Marcus, you know I fuck with y'all. No matter what, as long as you don't go too far, I'm going to race y'all for life. So this is what I'm going to do. After I fuck him up with that one-on-one, 2023, I'm going to tell that bitch he got everything. And I'm going to spend on it.
But you told him that 2022, and you ran on it.
I just said I'm a fan on it.
Marcus,
but
you ran on it in 2022. You ran on it. Now you're going to stand on it. Okay.
Man, listen,
hey, Marcus,
he didn't take it when I said he had it. Why he didn't take it when I said he had it?
Come on, Fred.
Hey, Marcus.
Come on, Fred.
Hey, why don't you let me go ahead and start the race and let's get this shit over with and I can flip Bigfoot's ass over.
Hey, listen, Fred, you talking Chinese right now, and I ain't got my English teacher around here.
Yeah, you hear me, motherfucker.
You say you need an interpreter? I tell you what he said. He said some bullshit.
Yes.
Let me turn that race off and I'll tear y'all's ass up. I'm sick of y'all.
Baby.
Hey, Fred, Bigfoot not even going to be there because Bigfoot ain't got no locked in races. The owner said that if we ain't got nothing locked, the car stay at home. The owner said if we ain't got nothing locked, the car stay at home. I'm just telling you.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't bring it either if I ain't got one, but I'm trying to give you one.
Hey, Mark.
You try.
And I'll run them numbers up and make you feel like you got three races.
Not me, you won't.
Not me, you won't.
Not with that type of gift. That type of gift, you won't.
Hey, Albert, I'll make him feel like he got three races.
Fred, I hear you, but
come on out there,
Fred,
with that killer, Mark.
Hey, Fred, I believe you could beat him head up, to be honest with you.
No, sure enough, I'm slow, man. Don't put me in no trick bag.
Hey, you already in one. You running me
head
up.
Don't give me no
favor, motherfucker.
Don't do me no favors out there.
Hey, listen, you running me head up. I ain't scared of Bigfoot. If he want a race, he can find one. I'm sitting right here.
Hey, listen.
That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. I tell you what, hold on. Shut up. See, now you done pissed me off. See? All right. Now, what time you want to race, Shut up? I'm going to go ahead and get you out of the way. Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh.
I guess the CD antenna didn't goddamn crack.
Your SWR just went real high.
Hey, Fred,
Antoine said whatever you get from Bigfoot, he'll take with our ODB from you. Oh, shit.
Antoine sit his ass down in the corner somewhere and at that restaurant and enjoy his bald head birthday. Hey, I can't tell him what I want to say because my wife just walked in the room. You know, I won't get my mouth real bad, but my wife just came so I can't cuss. So he got lucky.
Although, he got to
open
up the mic. Go
ahead and finish eating your asparagus.
631-4649. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe. It's Kenny Mack with the Duster.
What's going on, Kenny?
You know what, Albert? Oh, no.
If Marcus give me the break, Antoine got the break. I put in all of that.
That's it up. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead. We hear you.
Yeah, I'm coming down. I'll be there. You know, I want to make a hit because I ain't made one in a while. And if it goes straight, I'll be looking for some action.
You looking for some action with the Duster? All
right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. Anthony Mack at the Dustin looking for some action with a Mopower motor.
Hey, is that Mopar, it's on gas or it's all motor?
On gas.
No. Single full barrel.
God damn it.
Marcus, what you gonna do, hey, Marcus?
I'm be down there with a Mopar. I'll see what they wanna do. What up?
Okay.
Joe, what am I gonna do with what?
Fred gave you an offer.
Man, tell Fred to take his Santa Claus beard off his face.
I'm scared, bro. Hey, Joe, him scared. Hey, Marcus.
So, Antoine, if Marcus not giving it up, Antoine, you not going to get it. So.
I told him if Marcus give it to me, I'll give it to Antoine. I'll do both of them same day.
And you'll run the numbers up so they feel like they got three races.
Indeed, I will.
All right, Fred, we'll have you tapping off like we made you tap up capital. You said, no,
you ain't never
in
your life. You ain't never in your life. Hey, the difference is, it's 20 of y'all putting together the plot. I put the whole amount up. So you can't
Man,
even
we don't
want to
hear
me.
None of that. Man, we don't want to hear none of that. I bet you what?
Well,
you
I'll tell you what, you lock me in with the break. You lock me in the break and then run it up and see if I stop.
Hey, you got a better
live.
Fight. Hey, listen, hey, Phil, you got a better chance fighting Godzilla right now. I'm on mute.
Oh, that's your phone.
Yeah, I bet you better go on mute. Uh-huh. Hey, Abbott, I dare him to fall out there.
Okay.
Hey, he said some bullshit.
I'll take that. You going to the car now? Yeah.
Okay.
Dare him to fall out there.
Right.
Fred, you can't be a gangster and you looking for a handout, Fred.
Hey, I can't beat your head up with that big monster you got. But I will race you.
Hey, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, then. Stay in your lane.
No, you called me out.
Hey, Fred.
So I'm just answering your call.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Fred, I got a
And he was, and he was giving you gifts.
Yeah, he said he would give me the what did he say, Avon, on the live feed, the back car, the clear zone?
That was then. This is 1 week before the race. Now it's race time. Now all the
– That was yesterday.
That was
the other
day.
Yesterday.
Sunday
yeah.
night. Him scared.
Oh, yeah. Why you lock it in? Why you lock it in, Fred?
Because I didn't know you was – I didn't know you was staying there. I wasn't on those live. Yeah?
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred, I got a text, babe. They want to know. They say, ask
man,
Fred
tell
why
Antoine, shut up.
Is it in the
No, that's not Antoine. That's not Antoine.
Oh. Right there where your feet is.
Who is it? What did it say?
It said, ask Fred why he ducked King James. Who is King James?
Why he ducked King James?
I don't even
know King James. I don't even know that car.
That's
but don't
saying.
Nobody pick no races for me.
King
I pick my own races.
Who is King James?
I don't even know who King James is.
Yeah,
I don't know who
James.
Is. Right.
Why y'all keep texting me? If y'all scared to get on the show and ask these damn questions yourselves, God damn, I can't.
Because they ain't got that. Fair, fair.
Hold on. King James in the car, the King James in the car, Drew Bell speak for.
Did who speak for?
Well, that's who texted.
Drew Bell speak for.
Drew Brown put his old. Oh, and the dude who owned the car told me that he speaks for his own car. So somebody told a lie.
Uh-oh, Drew.
He hit me up because I didn't even know the dude. He hit me up, so he speaks for his own car. Tell Drew Brown speak for that bucket of boats he got.
Ooh. Oh, shit. That might make him hit the one button.
Hit the one button, Drew.
If he ain't got no oil pressure,
button,
tell him don't hit the one button. If you ain't got no oil pressure, don't hit the one button.
Uh-oh.
Because ain't nothing to talk about.
Why y'all keep...
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Y'all done hit him up. Y'all think I brought him up. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
757-1006. Your mic is open.
I already told you, when I do get oil pressure, I'm coming straight at you.
Oh, man. Hey, Joe, let's make a rule on here. If you don't got oil pressure, we're not hitting. We're not allowing no one button.
When I get it, you won't have, when I get it, you won't have to look for me. I look for
you. All
you
can do is win some money, my brother. All you can do is win some money. There's nothing else to talk about.
I don't
well, get it and get back with me. But until then, enjoy the show. Until then, enjoy the show. Yeah, because we ain't got nothing in common right now. I'm trying to race. He's trying to watch a race.
$30 in gas.
We ain't got nothing in common.
Damn.
It's all good. Talk flat.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hey, Tori, is that you talking about $30 gas? Is that you talking in the background?
Nah, that wasn't me. Nah, it wasn't me.
Oh. Somebody got a conversation.
Yeah, not tonight. Wow.
I know you ain't got but $30 for gas, but you might have to go on mute.
Abby, you crazy, boy.
Barely move my needle.
I'm satisfied. Oh, it is.
Wow. All right, there we go. But what say, Drew? You say, Drew, once you do get it, he ain't gonna be hard to find, is it, Drew? You going dead?
It ain't gonna be hard to find, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna ask you a question as a neutral man. If he got oil pressure, are we gonna race him?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So it's not. I don't even know what we're still talking about that for then. But he got to get some more pressure first.
Yes, sir.
So
sit back and enjoy the show.
So jazzy.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
I like that.
Damn, Francis.
As they say, go to your room until you got oil pressure.
Oh, damn.
That's what they told me, Albert, until I had oil pressure. So I just listened to the show. I wasn't a part of the show. But now I got oil pressure.
Ooh. I like it. Talk that shit.
You got oil pressure with no heart pressure, though.
You fall out there with that big block, make it right, and see what I do to you.
Hey, listen, you got a killer small block in it. Why would I give you anything? Make it make sense.
Because you should. You're fast. I'm not.
Nope. Negative. Well, what you do is put your fast guy on me then. Says you slow.
Who you talking about, Avon?
Damn.
I'll put Avon.
The same way they drive your car this weekend.
Who, Bobby?
Yes. Put fast guy Bobby on me.
No, we ain't right yet. Debo's not. That's a new car. We ain't got nothing to talk about with that.
Hey, it's just that $5 last day before I make change.
Yeah, you sound good.
No, he didn't go to New Jack City line. No, Marcus didn't go there with the New Jack City line.
Hey, Albert, he likes to hear himself talk.
Yes, he did.
He likes to hear himself talk. That makes him feel good because he said that to Big Fred. He feels accomplished right now.
Uh-oh.
But he don't believe that shit himself.
Oh,
Marcus is like my son. He look up to me. He feels accomplished by saying that.
Hey, Drew, I got a text, Drew. They say, I bet $40 he won't have oil pressure no time soon.
Damn.
It's probably one of my, they'll get it, too.
You say he just got mouth pressure.
y'all boys.
Well, they hard on Drew, boy.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I put this mic up. 215-6904. Your mic is open. That's Zeus.
You.
215-6904. Your mic open.
What's up, baby?
My man,
what's
Zeus.
What's going on, Fred?
What's up, brother?
What's up,
on,
Zeus?
Hey, Zeus,
hey,
I'm
Zeus.
Glad you're on here, man.
Big
I've been taking
baby.
All these bets, man. They've been talking fly.
That's all they're doing. They ain't trying to raise that pot, though, bro.
Woo! I like how you talking, bro.
You know, if it don't make money, it don't make sense.
And I know you'll go out there.
All day, every day.
Now, y'all come out them bushes and talk fly now, Marcus and Mark Jones. Come out them bushes and talk fly now since he's on here.
Mark Jones still on here.
Yeah, I'm scared. Hey, Marcus scared Mark Jones off. Mark Jones, my man, but Marcus scared him clean off.
Unless you haven't noticed already, your homeboy, matter of fact, your hero got offered a whole potluck for Bigfoot, and he declined. So, in fact, you know what's going on. Sit your ass down somewhere.
I don't got to waste no Bigfoot.
Hey, I
want to
say
I
this
too,
so bad, but...
Hey, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hey, Fat Albert. Fat Albert on here?
Nothing to tell. It's nothing
yes,
to tell,
sir,
Fat Albert. Tell him.
Fat Albert.
If you
didn't
go lock it, it's in the cover.
They had a whole week. They had a whole week to lock that race.
Listen. We don't have nothing. We trying to bet the money. You scared. Fat Albert, please speak on that again a minute, please.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Mark. I got all these damn Texas up, but one time I'm
what?
Big ass.
Speak on the fact that Bigfoot called Deuce's bluff this week and he declined, please.
Yeah, I mean, but Zeus came back to ODB to run that pot up because he said he wanted to, and y'all said no.
I ain't got nothing to do with ODB. Listen, I ain't got nothing to do with ODB. He already in the trick.
Hold on, let's
keep it fair.
Let's keep it fair.
He already in the trick bag. Fat Albert, why we got to run the pot up with one race and we can run it up with both races?
Wow.
Somebody doing training and everything else.
Zeus, you not no gorilla. Zeus, only thing you was his friend hero. That's it.
Hey, Zeus. Well, Antoine said he will run the pot up, but he want to do it at the track.
They was lying?
Hold on 1 minute, Cole.
I think I got it.
Yeah, somebody. Okay. No, you didn't. Joe is still there.
I'm still there. Okay, let me try to find him.
All right.
Make sure it's not Zeus.
All right, I'm going to read this text. It says, Zeus is a transgender in the grudge world. Badmouth Crew is his hero.
Y'all been rehearsing this shit
all
week.
Hold on. Listen, Antoine, go ahead and finish eating your asparagus and your stuffed snails and lobster and all that shit. Leave me alone. All these guys.
Stuffed snails. What the hell that
Lord
feels like?
This bitch is a fool, man. And then he go texting me again. Oh no, that ain't that cool. Oh, now I gotta say, he got another thing. So that means Bad Mouth Crew are transgender as well. Oh shit. Hey, Joe, how would these guys take your ass?
I see it. Look, I'm in it.
Oh, you see it? Oh, you
see it?
Yeah, I see it. Then why don't you read it out?
He just wants to drop off the
stuff.
Yo.
But I'm going to ask him to take us to the I don't want to tow the car and everything.
Yeah. Oh, Cowboy.
Hey.
That's who that is. Get on Cowboy.
Get on Cowboy.
That's
yes,
who that
Cowboy.
Is. I heard his voice.
Ghetto
Cowboy.
Oh. You
going
to put the phone
down?
Yes, someone
call me.
Back. We hear everything that you're talking about
sorry.
On the back.
Background, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wife or somebody?
Okay. No. All right.
There we go. There we go. So that's who had $30 for gas.
Now, why'd you get that man in trouble?
Hey, Joe, you caught that too, right, Joe? Hey. You caught that too?
You got that man in trouble.
Watch out, Alpha. You're going to throw you in the back line.
Where's Zeus at? Where's Zeus go? I thought Zeus was over. He must ain't hear about the transgender comment.
Zeus on here. He still hears this.
Well, he said, hold on. He said, hold on.
Hold on. Let me ask. Let me put another spike up. 443-7156. Your mic is open.
That's me back, Joe. Big Fred.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Man, who the heck? Why that man had to go and say that?
But you know what, Joe? You know, usually, let me say this. Usually, but on North versus South, it's always been more the small ties. But this one here, and I will say this, I believe it's more the big ties. We got a lot of big tie races locked in.
Yeah.
Now, I mean heavy hitters, too. Heavy hitters.
Off trailer, too. That's why I believe it. Off trailer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Rambo and Lightning Bolt.
And then on Saturday, Lightning Bolt got to run Xavier heads up off the trail.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another off the trail. So we know those races got to happen. Ain't no test shots thrown out. And he ain't like they're running for no little cookies that first race either, right?
But they're not running for cookies, Joe. They're running for the whole damn bakery, buddy. The whole damn bakery.
Yeah. Somebody gonna have white powder all over their face. All the dough.
Damn.
Be, like hell.
Serve.
Gonna be a look. A rough day Saturday. They lose Friday.
Like I said. It usually is always about our small towns, you know, usually be majority small towns, but this is just my opinion. I think it's more about the big towns this go around.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
There's a lot of them.
It's a real good. You know what I like about them? They're running towards the, just when it started to get a little dark, so I can see them flames shooting out. That's what I want to see anyhow.
Anybody off in the cup going to be there?
He might
the
be there.
Going to be at the show?
He probably be out there. I got I know KJ from South Carolina called up, and they're bringing like a couple cars, like five cars from out there. The guy that does all the videos, he already put it out. They put it out. He's gonna be videoing, and he'll be doing a thing.
Zeus, I would think he probably would because he always be at all of. But, Zeus, you didn't hear that last text message, and I hate to read it back to you, man, but I think it's something that you need to hear. It says, Zeus is a transgender in the grudge world. Badmouth Crew is his hero. Now, you know who that came from. Is my mic muted?
Nah.
Zeus ain't feeding into that, man.
I'm only reading the text. He told me so. He said, text it again. Uh-oh. Oh, somebody put Benny text back and said the truth hurts. God almighty.
That's right, Zeus. Ignore him.
I don't know why I told you. That's right, Zeus. Ignore him. Because he eating some snails right now. What you call that stuff? Escargo?
I don't know if I ain't never heard.
Being a five-star.
You making up some good. You making up some shit or something. I don't know what the hell.
No, that was escargot is, what is that, snails or something?
Hey, Joe Gray.
I'm at the.
Yeah.
Joe Gray.
The hell is a melting pot.
Yeah.
So you go down the. Can you go down the list tonight and ask everybody who didn't like ODB or Buckwheat?
We're going to take a tally tonight and see who bet with Buckwheat. Please.
Marcus, cut that shit out, man. Cut it out.
I'm betting with Buckwheat.
You betting with Buckwheat, Frank? Oh, they got one right there, Marcus.
Yep.
You got one against you already.
Man, listen, Fred just running his mouth, man, like he do always. That's all Fred doing.
Let me explain to y'all. Let me explain to y'all why
Mark,
he need a poll.
You just like to hear yourself talk.
Let me explain to y'all why he need a poll. Listen. The reason why he need a poll, because he want to see how many people going to bet with him because they ain't got enough money to raise the pot.
Oh, I'm back on you. Oh, Lord, I'm back on you. Oh, that was
Hey, all that dude, that sounds good, but I just, hey, I want to see what everybody's prediction is. This is prediction night, y'all. Y'all do know that, right? This is prediction night. And we're going to, next week, we're going to have an outcome night. So let's hear the prediction.
Outcome night.
Damn, Marcus said an outcome night. God damn.
He said an outcome. He said an outcome night. Mm. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Hold up, boy. Yeah, bro. Oh, hold up a second. Let me make sure I open up these mics. A couple more of them popped up. 757-0240. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Weeby, is that you? Hey Marcus, I got a text from Cliff. He said he bet 50 on Buckwheat, and he want to bet the way the DP goes.
Lock, Cliff, lock.
Hey Cliff, you want to bet Marcus at 50? I just read.
Hey, matter of fact, hold on. Hey Albert, you got to go to your notes. We already locked that anyway. Me and Cliff locked that early in the game.
Okay, let me go to the notes.
But I'm glad he reminded me, though. I'm gonna put that in my memo now.
Oh, wait a minute. Marcus, I met my notes. Marcus bet Cliff 50, which way DP goes. Woo. Oh, Marcus. And Marcus bet 100 on the tree. And Marcus bet 100 on the tree.
I'm putting it in my memo now.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you told me go to my notes. It's right there. I'm reading it dead word for word. Hey, Cliff, you already locked in with Marcus on $50, and then Marcus bet Zeus 100 on the street.
Hey, Everett, so you know you're the one got to go to the tower for them to say whether the blue truck left first or the red truck left first.
Okay, I can do that. So
we ain't showing no tickets. We ain't getting no tickets.
Wait a minute. Hey, Cliff, what you mean not with me? You said we locked with Marcus,
shit.
And then you said not with me. Yes, you is, Cliff. You locked with Marcus. And Marcus and Zeus is locked. Hey, Zeus, you know you got Marcus locked 100 on the tree.
I'm the one that called the bet.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Zeus.
Mm-mm.
Zeus.
Hey, Marcus, you down 0-2. You said take a poll. Two people so far going with Buckwheat, Marcus. The poll ain't looking good in your face.
Hey, Albert, that's what we want.
That's what we want, baby.
That's what we want, baby.
Yo, Albert is an instigating mother. He's an instigating mother.
Hey, Zeus.
Nah, he wasn't.
Hey, Zeus.
Sorry, dog. It's not looking too good.
Oh my God.
Anybody else want to get in the poll? Zeus, Buckwheat, and ODB? Score.
Tori, who you like, Tori? Hold on, I'll do it. Since Joe's scared to interview. Tori, who you like, Tori?
I'm sorry, what happened?
Oh. Put him on a hot seat, Mark. Put him on a
who
hot seat.
Who you like, Tori? ODB or Zeus?
I'm going to answer that to ODB on this one.
Okay. Okay. Go gay.
I do the
go gay. Go gay. Go gay. Who you like? ODB or Zeus?
Uh-oh. Good one, Marcus. Good one, Marcus. Oh, come on, Joe.
I'm waiting to see the pass first.
No, you ain't getting out of that one. No, Marcus, don't let him off, Marcus. Don't let him off the hot seat.
No, wait.
Don't let him.
All I want to do is see if Zeus Knight is going to work. Then I'm a bet.
What do you mean? Him Knight just worked up at Maple Grove and he got fucked up?
No, it didn't work right. He had a problem.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat.
At Maple Grove, I bet with him, but I think his call wasn't running right, but the nitrous wasn't working, that's all.
Let me ask you a question. Who you like for North or South? Fuck Maple Grove.
Like I said, I got to just make sure his nitrous is working. Oh,
man.
Right.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
So what?
If
Zeus's nitrous work, you saying you going with Buckwheat if the nitrous work?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna skip over top you, Marjo. Who you like on that race,
man?
ODB or Zeus?
Man, slow as ODB is, man, Zeus I could catch him by the 330.
Oh shit! All right,
you like Zeus, right? You like Zeus?
I said what I said.
Would you like the wager race? I mean, a bet.
You said you would ODB like a tangle, you said?
I said, would you like a wager on that bet you just called?
I'm back on mute. I'm like you. I'm back on mute.
All right, Marcus, the score 4-1. God, Marcus, ODB ain't looking too good. It's 4-1.
Marcus, you got a long list.
Hold on. I
got to
open this mic up. Hold on.
That's
up right here.
Okay.
202-2474. Your mic is open.
Damn, Joe, you got me feeling like Avon, man. I've been waiting for 2 hours.
Oh, bro, you
open.
Not clicking. Cut it out.
Yeah, I got $50 with Zeus on that race.
Marcus is 5-1.
Damn.
The
bowl
ain't looking good, Marcus. You
damn
5-1.
Hello. Hey, Abra, I told you I like it. I like that, Abra. I told you that. I like that. That's why I'm asking
Marcus,
it.
Hold on.
I don't deal with him, so I'd rather keep it simple. I don't deal with him.
Marcus, if ODB was a racehorse, y'all be in last.
If ODB was
y'all be in last place.
You right. That's right. We love being the underdog,
that,
man.
I like
we,
that.
We love being the underdog, baby.
Hey, Joe, how you going to have a dude on here asking motherfuckers who they like on the race, then don't want to bet? I'm back on mute.
Hold on. I'm going to bet that $50 for him. So you can deal with me. You ain't got to deal with him. You'll give me the 50, and I'll turn around. I'm going to bet you the 50. Right, Marcus?
No, you go better for you. You go better for you because I don't deal with suckers. Period.
Oh man, come on now.
You number one sucker though.
Hey, I got a question here for y'all. Is Zeus running Gordo too? Gordo too as well?
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. Zeus, are you running Gordo?
Is that true?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are you running Gordo Zeus?
No.
Can we hear you?
Yeah, we're not locked in.
Oh, okay,
though. No, Tori.
Oh, you're not locked in.
Okay. Hold on. Somebody else done hit me. Let me get this on 443-3451. Your mic is open.
I guess they don't know their mic is open. They just hit me. Put them on mute, Joe.
Mic's open?
Yeah.
Okay. Your mic is open, Ghetto Cowboy.
Okay.
Ghetto Cowboy, who do you like between Hey, y'all got to ask Ghetto Cowboy, too, now. It's not fair. Y'all put me in the hot seat.
What's up?
Nah.
So who do you like between Juice and our ODB, Ghetto Cowboy?
I'll go with Zeus.
Ghetto Cowboy.
Oh,
no,
it's 6-1.
Hold on. Hey, Ghetto Cowboy, you want to bet that 100 and you got to sign it again?
What?
Do you want to bet that $100 when you got to...
What's
you
the
want to bet 100 out? No, you just think that you just like goddamn Zeus.
Hey, Joe, I got 50 with Gordo against Tony Bynes, too, for anybody who want to take that bet.
Ghetto Cowboy, do you want to bet that 100? And you got
you,
a time?
You like Gordo?
Yeah.
How about ODB race me? Give me the 1-1. More than.
Okay. Oh. Nah, see, then you right back on here talking that crazy mess. Come on, Ghetto Cowboy. We're trying to be civilized tonight.
You said, okay.
All right, Ghetto Cowboy, how about 50? How about 50?
We'll
you want that 50?
We'll do 50.
All right, that's cool. I got you. I'm going to write you down. Bet. Appreciate it.
Write me down. No problem.
Marcus has been institutionalized.
Marcus has been around though. Okay. So
Marcus, how about that 1-1?
you almost had him roped up. Yeah, almost had him hog-tied. Yeah, one of the legs at least with the rope. Damn, boy.
Hey, Troy, the poll is Zeus 6, ODB 1.
Is that guy Wyatt Earp on this thing? Whatever his name is. Wyatt
hey, Marcus. Marcus.
Oh, Doc Holliday.
Hey, Marcus.
Come on, Pop.
You know, it's gonna be a real sad day for Zeus. I'm going to tell you just how it's going to be. Avon's going to start the party. When Avon finished skinning him, and then I think we got him after Avon.
No. You talking about, that's Shona. We talking about Zeus. Avon, you know Avon and Zeus are the same team. They were raced for the same team.
I'm on there and locked in at one time.
How are we the same team?
They not going because y'all ain't racing or trying to race each other, and y'all act like
we
y'all same team.
We did race each other.
I missed it several times,
Marcus. What are you talking about?
Hold on, hey, man, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Avon. Avon, where y'all racing?
I ran Zeus like 2-3 times.
I don't remember when.
We ran Goldfinger and Trimmy. Times the best, I believe.
So I'm talking about with Buckwheat. With this year, not 4 years ago. You know, Goldfinger has been out 5 years.
No, I ain't stop that.
Hey, leave my buddy Zeus alone.
No, anyway, I'm being serious, though. I mean, everybody think y'all on the same team because, I mean, everybody else racing everybody else, but y'all ain't never ran each other with the cars this year, last year, or how long he done had Buckwheat.
We have ran. Y'all just ain't seen it. Y'all don't need to see everything.
So you ran Buckwheat.
I ran his car.
Hey,
I'm not going to say what car is what.
Talking.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
everybody running everybody else.
Right. Bam Bam and Bigfoot ain't ran each other then, since everybody running everybody else.
Good report. Who was that talking? Ronald?
Yeah, that was me.
Rick.
Okay. Hey, Pop. Good report.
Okay.
No.
All right, so, but you know,
hey,
that's why Zeus going
to
Zeus going to turn
ass bad. Questions, but don't want
Zeus going to turn ODB ass up.
Mark,
Zeus going to do what? Poll is 7-1. No, 72.
Right. So, Marcus, you're going to be down there Friday then, right?
I ain't never heard the second one yet. I don't think Zeus got a chance. Well, actually, 73, because even Derek said Zeus did too much. He thinks Zeus did too much. But right
so
now, I
want
to go by the one that... Yeah, so, okay, 7-2.
Yeah,
seven,
you want to take that bet, Pop? With Ronald Miles, you want to take that $50 bet?
Yeah, because you got me last time. Yeah, I take that $50 bet. You got that last $50 in North versus South. So we'll bet that again.
All right. All right, bet. Thank you, sir.
Did you get permission to bet?
God damn it, Joe. Who stop, man.
Did he get permission to bet?
Who, Derek?
No, he's
talking to you, not me.
Who are you talking to, Derek?
You got
to get permission to...
No, he's talking to you. You didn't want
to get permission
to
sign.
He's talking to me?
Damn.
There's a lot of damn permissions to have been signed.
Yeah, he already got one permission. One permission since tonight. He can't be there on Friday.
Yeah, Joe's nobody trying to ask you with the $50 that you're going to bet me on that race to clear
$50. Want to say that again?
Joe is asking you, is the $50 that you're going to bet me a clear $50, something that you don't, you know, you ain't got to report to the household or nothing like that?
Yeah.
Hey, my money's my money. I make my own
money.
I
don't even say it.
You
must not be around. I forgot
hey,
he's riding on the way home.
He said it's tax-free.
Hey, you gonna that $50 going to cost you $100 if I tape it. You know, this is taped. I sent a tape to her.
Hey, Joe, don't talk. I hooked up with white man you last time.
hey, before we get off, here, just to be clear, is it a straight up $50 bet on the win light, or we doing this how the deposit go and all that other stuff like that? Or
man,
no,
I don't believe in doing all that. We going on the winner of the race.
Okay, so it's just a straight up who
right.
win the race.
You said the winner of the race. All right,
that's good.
Race.
That's a bet on my end. That's a locked bet on my end.
Okay, lock on my end.
All right.
So whoever wins the race except the 1-1, that's what he betting on. Okay. All right, so the poll, final poll, Zoo 7, ODB 3.
Ronald, you're doing a lot of overtime, ain't you? So you ain't got to get that permission slip to show you about no money, huh?
No, you make sure, you just make sure when you see me Saturday, you show me your money and your permission slip. If not, I'm going to white mail you.
Boy.
You know I'm going to come looking for you. You know I'm going to come looking for you. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, where's the missus at?
Damn.
Look, I'm kind of curious. If that's Tori, if the poll is on Zeus and ODB, I want to start another poll on Luca Brasi and ODB.
Oh, uh-oh. Shit. No, you didn't see. Albert starting his shit again. Here we go. It's going to be on and on tonight. It's going to be on and on.
Hey.
We taking off.
What the hell? We might as well go to that then. All right.
Hey, Albert.
Yo.
Albert.
Yo.
Yes, sir. I'm going to leave that alone, all right? I was ready to say something about our little buddy up north, the Campbell smoking guy, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. I know where you're going with that one. All right, yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Damn.
But no, seriously, all jokes aside, man, we're going to have some fun this weekend, man. We're going to have some fun, boy. We're going to have a lot of great time.
It should be real good.
Shut up.
I need some apple pie. That's what I need apple pie to be there.
There you go.
I need some apple pie. Make sure I got some apple pie there. I got it. I'm going to buy it.
But you took my lemonade last time in New York. I ain't sent it to me. I thought you was going to at least air freight it back to me, but I guess it didn't make it.
I just happened to be in it. It was hot out that day, and I was thirsty.
Man, no joke. Gonna send it to me. Wrap it up and send it to me. I'm still waiting for the doorbell to ring. That ain't ringing.
I happened to notice the can. I thought, oh, damn, that wasn't mine. I ain't know it.
Damn. Damn, Joe, you're a little greedy on that one. You're a little greedy on that stuff.
But look, he know and I know.
Joe ain't say that to him and his old lady. Finish that jug off.
Yeah,
but I threw
him
that out.
He's going to look at it and talk about, oh, man, yo.
I said, Fat Albert, don't forget it. No, I'll leave it in your car. Don't worry about it. Okay. And then that night, I forgot about it myself. I heard something jingle. I said, what the hell is that? Oh, shit.
Like, we got fresh
something
cup
here. Oh. I was thirsty, and that was it.
Cliffy and my man, what you would not go lock in?
I don't think Cliffy about Friday night or something. I don't know what he's trying to run on.
Okay.
County, I think, back there or something.
I know they had talked about it. That's all I was asking.
Yeah, I think they put it right.
That ain't happening.
What'd they say?
That ain't happening.
Since you reading text, tell Antoine, don't text too many of those five-star glitches. What the hell are glitches?
Hold on, let me see what you read.
Yeah, well, we didn't hear.
Help.
I don't know what that is. We never heard no more from Butchie, Marcus, so I don't know if they're going to do it or not.
Now, Marcus, you know better.
Well, you know, the race that was supposed to happen was supposed to be locking in with this week, was supposed to be Butchie Woods and Swizzle the week of, but I guess we ain't hear nothing on that, so that ain't going to happen, I guess.
Butchie got his car for sale, don't he?
Oh, Butchie's car?
Yeah,
I see it say it was up for sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess.
Well, I know Butchie. Like, wait a minute. Butchie called out Mount Vernon, didn't he, Joe? Didn't he want it Mount Vernon?
Yeah, he did.
When he came on last week? Yeah, he tied him out Vernon.
Hold on. Who the heck is this? Oh, shoot.
Tell him don't send.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. 704-614.
I
what's
read
going
it.
On, Joe?
I got Butchie Woods on my line. He couldn't get in it.
Okay. Got James on here and Butchie Woods.
Boy, we got Echo, James.
Somebody, one of y'all on the speakerphone.
James, they try to bet that you ain't going to run out there this Saturday. Said you're going to pay the deposit.
Who going to pay the deposit?
They said you're going to pay the deposit, James.
Oh. Man, that's what I'm going to do that, Joe. I'm going to pay the deposit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. That's what everybody up there saying. Yeah, I don't believe he's going to run, so.
I heard Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vargas too.
Vargas, I ain't even
Hey, Joe, I blame it all on you.
What you say? I'm fat out of it. What you say?
I was gonna start something, but Joe beat me to it. I was like, damn, Joe beat me to it.
Like 90 people, y'all picked me out the fucking hat. Ain't that some shit?
I didn't call your name out. I didn't say it. I didn't say your name.
Nah, James said it.
Yeah, because he was the first one to say it. He wasn't the only one to say it.
He wasn't the only one, but he had no prediction, so I just gave him my prediction. That's all.
I like ODB over everybody running. Good report, James. Good report.
7-4.
Good report.
Marcus, y'all coming.
Good report.
Y'all
James.
Coming back up. 7-4.
Who's saying good report? Who's saying that? Is that Marcus?
Marcus. Yeah, that's Marcus.
Okay, how you going to say good report? You say James going to pay. You see James paying the DP.
Hey, because listen, everybody got their own opinion. That's why ain't nothing wrong with somebody's opinion. I want to know why you won't give your opinion on. I wonder why you won't give your opinion.
I gave mine.
So you said if the man Michael was looking, man, we don't want to. Hey, that's like if you go get a girl and a man, if somebody asks you, man, you go fuck that girl tonight, you gonna say if my dick worked. Come on, man, we don't know nothing about that. Tell us who you like, ODB or you like Zeus.
I'm just telling you, that's all.
Hey, Morgan. Joe like them better. He like them better. He said, I got to see the burnout first.
Oh, I see that, Avon.
Avon, that's not it. Joe just trying to be political right now.
Everybody going to follow my lead if I mess around and say the wrong thing.
All right, well, what you say the wrong thing?
You shouldn't have this show then.
I'm letting y'all do the talking, not me. Y'all.
No, you got opinions just like we do.
Hey,
ain't right.
Y'all got
opinions. Hey,
Avon,
I know what he's saying now. He's saying if he says who he likes for real and everybody switch up, Zeus gonna act like his transvestite ain't working to get in the burnout box like he did with Holy Shit. I'm going on mute.
Oh, God.
Boy, Marcus, crazy.
Boy, you
know what, Marcus?
You're right.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Zeus put
him
in on all this.
I say Zeus gonna pull to the line though. I ain't gonna lie to you. He's going out there.
I got Zeus winning over ODB and OJ.
Oh, you got Zeus over OJ and ODB free.
Good report.
Damn.
And I got some blue cheese on the starting line to back it up.
Oh shoot!
That means $100 bills. He said blue cheese. Everybody got quiet, Fred, when you said that.
Marcus ain't saying a word. What happened?
I'm still trying. I'm learning the damn
Marcus
phrase,
Fred,
blue cheese,
Fred,
and all that
Fred,
other shit.
I like ODB for that.
Uh oh.
Who was that?
This is James.
See me on the line, James. See me on the line. We'll get it together on the line.
Hey, Fred, I'm going to read this.
Hey, Fred.
Fred.
Hold on.
Who got the echo?
Hold on one second.
Who
got the echo?
Hey. I have mine on mute, so it ain't me.
He hung up the phone. Hey. He hung up the phone again, Fred.
Butchie, where Butchie at? Butchie, if you got that Bluetooth, you got to click it off.
James. Oh, James hung up the phone.
James.
It took me a second to catch that one, Albert.
Yeah, James, the last time I talked to him, he hung up on me, Albert.
Okay, Avon.
James, my brother.
Avon, he
hung up on me. I thought I did something to him or something. I'm glad to hear from you, James.
Hey, Fred, Antoine said your money always been sweet. That's what he just texted me.
Tell Antoine stay his ugly bald head ass in Florida while we were on this show.
He had a 5-star restaurant. Ain't he playing the violin at your table or something?
man. Now, who got echo?
I'm playing a violin.
I'm going to read that text.
Boy. Damn.
You read that text?
What text?
Read that text, Pat Albert.
I ain't get no text.
You ain't get that text?
Well, the last one I got, it said, Fred, money is always sweet.
Let me see that one. They said, let me read it. Let me pull it back up.
Yeah, you read some of these texts because you getting them too.
I know. He at Wendy's getting a bundle pack. But damn.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that was Antoine getting. He at Wendy's getting a five for five. That's why he said a five star restaurant. He getting a $5 bundle meal. Oh, Antoine, come on, man.
Damn. Wow.
Damn. I'm thinking he had a place where he got to have a tie to get in the place. He had, oh my God, he had Wendy's.
Oh, man, oh, man.
You said you had to have a thong to get in the place. What the hell are you talking
about? Wow. We're getting a bundle pack. Boy, oh, boy. Yeah, rough. Well, I mean, how many races? Antoine got a lot of races though that day. You know that, right? He's gonna have to have about five bottles. He's definitely gonna have to have it. He got him up there. Ah, y'all wrong. That man just showed me. He's somewhere. I think he eating sushi.
He
I see the broccoli on the plate.
Oh,
I got that wrong.
Oh.
He got four or five races, and we bring him 12 bottles.
Yeah, he got broccoli and some.
And we plan on using them all.
He got the look, and the pot is in front of between him and his old lady. Oh, he's taking pictures of the food. Oh boy, that man said he ain't had no.
Yo, that's a big ass pot, man, to be in the middle like that, huh? The hell was in that pot, Antoine? What was in that pot?
Could you tell me the price? Hey, Joe, what's the price of a 2-day pass? What's the price? Somebody just Vaughn Hicks just asked me what's the price for a 2-day pass.
Nah, listen, I'm gonna tell you straight up, but I ain't trying to do all that confusion stuff. So keep it the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. I said keep the same thing. It's $20. $20 to get in every day. I don't care. That's it.
Okay.
Only thing they're going to have is if you're going to leave your car or you're staying overnight with the thing, you have to pay 2 days for it. If you come in there and you don't pay for it ahead of time, when the security at the end of the night, they come over there and look at the thing, they got the pass, they tell you you have to leave. That's the only thing. Otherwise, it's going to be the same thing every day. It ain't going up. I don't care. It's only going to be $40. They're going to stay at $40, and they're going to be at $20 for a spectator. Keep it the same. I ain't trying to make nothing, no changes. Leave it the same way it is. I'll talk to them later on about it when I see them.
Thank you, Joe, because you know that. Hey, Joe, we appreciate you doing that and keeping it like that. But you know that fucked up Lion, Tigers, and Bears spectator count because of that shit.
I couldn't tell you on that one. I wasn't there for anything on that. But I want to keep everybody the same. I don't want no confusion. It's been 20 years for over 12 years now that I've been doing it. $20, that's what it's been to cover to get in. I'm going to keep it $20. $40 for the race. I never try to go up. You know, try to keep it down as low as I can and help everybody else out. $40 for a tech card. So test and tune is only $40. So I'm not trying to make it up to $100, $150 and all that stuff. It'll be $40 for a tech card. And like I said, if you stay overnight, then you just got to pay. You know, if you're going to leave your truck out in the trailer and everything, you got to pay for 2 days. Otherwise, they're going to tell you you're going to move it out at the end of the night.
They'll have a special ticket on there for you. And that's it. And if you wanted a hookup for your, if you have a camper or something, you have to talk to her on it. They take care of that. That's theirs. I have nothing to do with their electric. Which and they don't even, it's not that much money what they do. They charge. We don't try to add on. I'm not trying to make money like those other. There's a few guys that turn around and they tell you how much their price is. And it, I mean, I don't know. I don't charge nothing. I don't charge nothing on top. Whatever they charge, that's on them. That's the track only time they do the hookup for the electric, if you got your camper.
Thank
which
you,
I heard it wasn't
thank
bad
you.
At all. It wasn't
thank
bad
you.
At all. Nah, you're welcome. I feel pretty good when everybody can turn around. Ain't got one less thing to worry about. Like I said, Friday night we be cooking fish. We're gonna be eating fish that night. So, and Saturday, I plan on cooking some ribs and what else? I don't know. We're thinking about putting. I might get there early to cook a pig, a hog out there while we got it too. Might cook a hog, some collard greens. Go ahead and do it like that for Saturday. While everything lasts. Free. I ain't asking for no money, no nothing. And Saturday morning, hey, I know a lot of guys missed out. I know they had a nice cancer walk this week, but a lot of guys didn't get to make anything. They wanted to walk, so I have a little spot where they can walk at. I know some of the girls from up here have been asking me about it, and some people down there. So that's Saturday morning. We'll do a cancer walk around in the inside in there. We'll make it 1, 2, 3. On Saturday. But everything stays the same. I'm not trying to go up. Not trying to, you know, I don't think it should be on no races back at all that's out there coming in. So I try to keep it down as low as possible. Like I said, $40 for a tech card. That's it. That's it. I mean, anywhere you go, everybody's way over that. So, but I try to keep it down as low as we can. One thing I do is I got to try to cover up the gate expenses with everything else, but that's about it. But that's what any class, though, if you're running one of those classes, that's something I ain't got nothing to do with. You got to talk to Dexter, whatever they do on the classes. But as a grudge, guys, $40, that's it. Race your call day long. Friday or Saturday, either one. So that's how we're going to keep it. That's it. We have a good time. That's all I want to see, everybody having a good time. Hopefully everybody don't bet out of your means, like I said, and have a good time. That's all it is. I don't want to see nobody out there looking crazy because I don't think I'm going to have enough apple pie to give you. You're going to be able to drink your sorrows away. So just take your time.
Hey.
100, bet 100.
Hey. Well, there's going to be a lot of with them motherfucking Kool-Aid, with a Kool-Aid goddamn upside down smiles on their face. I can tell you that right now. It's gonna be a lot of them.
Hey, hey. That's true. That daggone WJ eating lobster, salmon, and filet.
Man, tell that motherfucker goddamn stay over it and stop fucking with us on this show. Eat goddamn, go eat cat meat if we go eat it. Stop sending you shit. We want the show.
You gotta see this big ass pot he got sitting in front of him. Like, that's like he's in front of him between the school. Where he got this. Yeah.
That's an eating-ass dude, seriously.
Never seen no big-ass pot like that, like a cook motherfucker in front of him. Maybe at the Chinese restaurant. That's where he might be at. That's what it looked like, right?
Hey, you sure he's not at Moore Jones restaurant? Terrorizing Moore Jones, scared ass.
Yeah, we all got to go there one day, shoot. We got to go up there and go store us
support. Yeah, most definitely.
I got to try it. I'm definitely going to come out there to go do it. I got to show my support. I want to see how it's told me they cooked some seafood, so I'm going to go ahead and go for it. Oh, matter of fact, you know, I got to try to get some oysters. That's what we got to get. You guys want oysters on Friday night. We're planning on cooking some oysters while we out there. Last time we did it in Florida.
No, I might be there Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, let me do it. Hey.
Marcus heard oysters. That's why.
No, I'm just saying. I might show up Friday night just to hang out. You know what I mean? And be ready to rock and roll early Saturday morning and get busy.
Now, why you do that? Why you say something like that? You know, Ronald can't come out, man. He ain't getting permission. You gonna go out and you gonna leave him? That is wrong. You know how he gonna be looking? You know when you pass by the house and you see a little kid, he want to go to track with his dad, but he's too young. Mama said he can't let him go. At the door, the street door, cry.
So what you trying to say, Joe? What you trying to say, Joe?
I told you, Marcus,
I told you, I'm gonna white male you, so you better go ahead. Now you know I got the evidence.
Hold on. My wife know how I bet, so it don't matter. She good with that. You got the wrong one. But I can bet all day long.
Joe, that's not the evidence I got. You know it. I got you on it.
You got me on nothing.
You got me on all the time
I did is you guys. That's all I did.
Okay. I'm not going to expose you, Joe. I'll talk to you later on that. I'm not going to
The back line. That's the back line.
he talk. Yeah, he got it. All he can do is say he can bet.
Hey, Long Island, y'all got anybody down there this weekend for Cookie Monster or anybody?
Nah, he's stuck this week. He ain't gonna be able to make it up. He'll be coming late Saturday. Yeah, he'll be coming late.
I got you.
And I myself, I think I'm gonna wait till. Well, I already told everybody. I knew I wasn't gonna be able to do this. I messed around and call myself putting a roof on top of the house, putting new shingles on the damn house, and the guy they had two double shingles when I had bought it way back, and I said, all right, time to do the roof. I started seeing it getting peeling up, so I told the guy, go up there and get him, go ahead and do it. We do the shingles, no problem. One thing lead to another. I ended up gutting the whole damn house. Well,
yeah,
damn.
I had to turn around, and I don't know if you know, but plywood ain't cheap.
Absolutely not.
Hey, tell that building material.
That shit done went crazy on the price. Nah, that stuff was crazy.
Yep,
yeah, it was a little more than that. Plywood, I had to go. It used to be 3/8 plywood, and instead of me 3/8, I want 1/2 inch. So it was $36 a sheet of plywood. For a sheet.
That's crazy.
I used to be able to get it for $9 a sheet. That's crazy, man. I couldn't believe it. Then the shingles was the art that shingles. Man, you know how much they done ran up. I was like, golly, boy. I wasn't expecting nothing
before,
like that.
You better off putting a tin roof on it, then you can hear Mark Jones cry all the way from Maryland.
Hey, but
damn.
Right, let me tell you something. The latest thing is they're putting metal roofs on. You know that, right? Lately, they've been putting metal roofs on. They've been putting metal roofs on.
Shit, I know that. Hey, listen.
I don't know how much
back in the day when you were growing up. Shit. I didn't lay my head in many metal roofs house, and I'm still a youngin. Shit.
No, but they're gonna come out with stuff now. But I had to do it, had to get it done. So the whole weekend I was messing around. That's what happened. But at least I got it done. It's done. I said,
thing you didn't wait till it got cold. That's good. You caught the good weather and do it.
Look, I had just put the fuel on the house. Everything started going up. Said, damn. Can't take a break, but, you know, at least you got it. I said, look, all my winnings I had around up there, caught myself hitting. I said, golly, boy, I'm all right. I said, look at this. And, damn, it started from one bill to another one. I said, look at this. I got to pay all this. Said, damn. I feel like going over there tomorrow and go see if I can go shake one of the machines down.
You've been kicking ass too, Joe. You've been kicking some ass at the casino, bro.
Yeah, I was doing good too, man. I said, golly.
You know, your open
man, push,
ain't
working.
The open sign ain't on.
Send them Joe buddy tickets. Joe taking pictures of his buddy tickets.
Yeah, probably. So what I did, I made sure I showed everybody, right? I'll tell you what I did, Mark. I turned around one, right? I'm going to tell you what I did. I won the first one, right? So I told my wife, I said, look, I'm ready to get out of here. You know, she was starting to win. She had about $300-$400. I said, look, I'm ready to go. Let's go. So I'm up there waiting around. I'm standing next to her for about a good 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't take it no longer, so I walked on way and went on back to my machine, went over there, and damn, look at that shit hit the jackpot. I made sure I went live so everybody could see it when I pressed the button, because now I had my bonus.
I'm going to take one of your Jerry curls for good luck, bro, because you've been hitting real good lately.
I thought it was over. I went back to her. She still wasn't ready. Now she up to about $600-$700. She was on the penny slots. I no lie, ain't no dollar slots. There was the penny slots. So I went around the side over there. Said, hell with it. I looked at this game. I said, I'm gonna try this damn game. I started playing. All of a sudden, I said, boom, boom. I said, oh shit. It's a bonus wheel. So now I got 7 free games. So let me go ahead and tape it for everybody to see it. So I started taping it. That's when I said, oh, that's it. I said, I don't care. I come back there. I said, it's 3,000. I have to get out of here now.
Oh, my God.
If we ain't leaving, I said, I'm about to send Phil to come get you because I'm leaving. I know if I stay there any longer, I'll be betting more. The lady came over to me. I had to go bring the thing over there to go cash it, you know, whatever. And he turned around and said, we got a room for you. You ain't got no room for me. I ain't staying here tonight. Be up in the bed next thing, thinking about going back down there and spend your money. Nah, we going home. Let's get out of here. Then end up being this damn house off of the shingles. So it ain't just something. But it's always something. I ain't going to lie, but hey, it's been a good run. That's all I can say. It's been a real good run. I can't complain. Like I said, and the whole thing is, you guys think I'm kidding you. Like I said, it's just betting and having fun with it. You ain't got to go big. You stay in the penny slot. The idea, I'm going to tell everybody right here so they really know. When you bet, go to them $5 machines or you go to a dollar slot machine, play the dollar. You only got one line that you're playing, $1. Say I go to that penny machine, say I play three lines on a penny machine. With that $3 that I play every time, I probably got 25, 30 lines that I got a chance to win at. That's the difference. So my odds are so much better. People don't realize that. Only way you get your odds up is you got to have to pay more money. So now you, on the other hand, we've been betting on that $5 slot, and just imagine that you had to stand around and pay like I did. I mean, 30 times that you got to pay more in order to even get something. So who the heck going to turn around, you know, say a $5 machine, play 150 a roll? Ain't nobody going to do that. I know I wouldn't do no shit like that. Meanwhile, I'd rather stay down there with the penny thing and play $3 a roll. I'm covering all bases, everything that you want. Max it out right quick. I'll max it out, and now I got a chance to win it anywhere. And your thing look good, and you don't never know where it might come out. Especially if you max it out, and you got a chance to get the bonus wheel, the bonus. That's all. There's a lot of people don't play that to get the bonus. The bonus is where you get your money at. Don't let nobody fool you about that other shit. That other, I got that. Everybody jump around like it's something. The bonus is when you get the money. Because now you get the free spin, so you just wait there and wait till that joker hopefully it's going to drop on the right thing for you and empty it, and that's it. I had one machine, and I'll tell you straight out, Apollo called me up one night. I had told him about this machine. He called me and he said, I'm over here now. It's that machine that you said I can't find. I said, you got it over there? He said, yeah. He came in there with $10. That's Apollo about it. You run Jeff. Went in there with 10 lousy dollars. And I said, look at the one with the most coins full up on it. He said, I see it. I said, all right. That's the one you want to get in. So I said, show me the video. He showed me a little picture. He said, I said, okay, stay in there. He started playing it. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
He got it up. He got the bonus.
Got
I said,
up.
Okay.
He got the bonus.
Don't
I said,
push,
okay.
I put,
don't push. I put.
Instead of him pushing
of
five
him pushing
rolls,
five
harder.
Rolls.
The one with 20 rolls.
Somebody got feet.
Somebody, somebody
got an earpiece,
feet,
or something
somebody got an earpiece or something on.
Got a phone. But anyhow, that joke hit for $400-some. He'll tell you. And he went home, $400-some. But I said, man, if you'd have hit the five, you'd have been better off because the odds, they give you more than the odds. You would have got the big money on it. But he didn't do it. So, but he just saw a big
oh,
number, 20 rolls instead of the five.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me to kidnap you when I go to the casino, okay? Just remind me.
Well, you know the bad part is? There's no lie. You know, the deal is, I'm going to tell you, everybody always finds out some which way on these machines, and you start looking at it far enough. If you, I hate to say I don't like to call out nobody's name, but you check out the Asians, you know, that be around there. If you see them hanging around that machine, they're there for a reason, because they're watching you fill the machine up for them. You see them, they stand back. They don't play. They watch you, and you fill that damn thing up, and you got to read it sometime and see what it says. Like it'll say, three more of these before you get the bonus. Meanwhile, you ain't getting nothing, and then you walk away, you get mad. Meanwhile, your bonus getting ready to come out, and three more coins or whatever drop. That would have been it. Now they'll come and play
Joe,
right behind you. Hit it.
Yo,
that's the deal. Uh-huh.
Yo, do you play with quarters, pennies, nickels, dollars? How you play?
I play pennies. Pennies.
Okay, listen. I heard an old lady tell me she used to hit all the time. She used to put her pennies in the freezer the night before.
Oh, no. You got to put dollars, but I just play the penny machine.
Okay.
No, they don't take pennies no more. None of those machines are taking pennies. You got to put dollars in. But I play the penny machine, but
right.
I'll play $3 a roll or something like that, or $1.50 a roll regardless. You know, when I hit that... When I hit that $18,666, that was a penny machine. That was a penny machine. Yeah. Man, my wife
is
right there.
So you saying you're going to hit that machine down first yourself? I mean, on the bets you make that you got down there, you're going to hit too?
I ain't going to say that. But I'm still going to look. I'm still going to be Antoine give those odds up again like he normally give up. Then we doing all right.
Hey Joe, I'm getting like Marcus, man. I want to know who you betting with. So I can bet with you. I want to know who you betting on.
Is that between Zeus and ODB?
I'm going to watch it. Look, I look at the machine. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. You think I kid you. My wife's in here right now, right? Me and her went to PA, and we was playing the game. And I was standing next to her, and, you know, I was like, I'm just looking around the place. I'm just scoping out. And the machine, you know how it got the hologram, the lady? And she says, how are you? You, come here. I'm looking around, you know, the old thing, you know. I know it's a damn old fixed up thing. I said, Chris, I'm going over there with a lady calling me right now. I'm going to go play her, right? That's what I told her. As soon as I walked over there, the second roll I hit, she'll tell you, $3,200. I said, ain't this something? I said, damn, I called over. You better come here. I got the jackpot, 32. They said, listen, you got to stay overnight because it's closed over here, but you're in the $30,000 drawing, but you got to put it in, and nobody's there for the day. I said, huh? I said, well, I don't live out here. She said, well, you can get a room here. I said, well, next thing you know, mess around. They sent the little thing to me. I got a complimentary room. Me and her. We in the damn thing. I said, all right, we got this room. So I went to go walk upstairs. I went got things. I got there, it was like a double door. I said, man, they gave us a damn handicap room, you know? Because I said, double door, that's, you know, wheelchair something accessory, right? I opened up the thing. I said, damn, what the hell is this? Had a kitchen, had a living room. Yeah, it had a dining room. Had two bedrooms. They gave us a president's suite. I said, ain't this something? So that's when I started videoing it. I said, damn, we living like a king over here, boy. You push the button, and they bring you the drink at the Wind Creek. Yeah, you can sit at the thing. Now, Wind Creek is funny because you can push the button and say, now you order your drink from the slot machine, not even leave. And they'll tell you what kind of drink you want. Mm. You push it on there, what you want. And they come in there and they'll tell you, okay, estimated time. She'll be there in 5 minutes. They'll show the girl and everything. She's going to be bringing you a drink. I said, boy, I like this place. Wind Creek. If you ever get a chance, go to Wind Creek Casino. That's pretty cool. I like that PA. Yeah.
Oh, in PA. Okay, I was just about to ask where's it located at. Okay.
And that one, I love that one. Right now, we had a ball over there, man. Plus, you get to eat. They gave me complimentary food because you got to make sure you get a card. Whatever you do, always get your card so you can get complimentary stuff. You don't realize how fast you get comp. But, like, I go over there, and that, I forgot that guy, he does the seasoning. Well, he turned around, we had free dinner there, right? Complimentary dinner, me and my wife. Like, chandelier, and you ask for wine, the thing spin out, and they'll tell you any year what it come out for
you.
I sat down there, I said, damn. I said, we getting complimentary, what the hell? I wonder what the hell they want to give us on the side. It ain't going to be much on here, as expensive as this shit is. Shit, they had us sitting down there. I have four waitresses come to us. One pop a bottle. I said, I ain't order that damn shit. What are they giving us now, some water? The water's all sealed up. I said, what the hell? We sitting down there. I said, I had to pull them to the side. I said, you know this complimentary, right? He said, yeah, I know. No. Yo, I said, oh, shit. We didn't have to pay a dollar. But I did tip them.
Yeah, you want to make sure he ain't get charged.
No, you can see it was going to be, if you had to pay for it, woof, good gracious. I wasn't ready for no shit like that, man.
Imagine.
I'm like, what the hell? But it was really nice.
I can imagine.
That's what comes with your card. You got to put your card in. They will treat you,
especially
definitely. The first
time
you're there.
Points.
Right, yeah. The first time you're there, they want you. Whatever they way to do, they're going to give you something free. They're going to give you something free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey,
Joe,
if you
know
like
what's crazy, Joe?
Huh?
They'll comp you faster by playing slots than what they will do if you're playing poker.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep.
That is true.
I don't know what that is about it. I play three card and high stakes Texas Hold'em. They'll comp you more for playing the slots than they will for losing big money.
Yeah. You ain't got to tell me. Look, I went in there one day and I said, you know what? We going to go in there and we just going to go in there, and we'd be in and out, Chris, a half an hour. Right?
Damn.
She said, what are we going to eat? I said, well, I got complimentary. It's right not that far from us. It's a place called Jake's.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to eat? I said, I don't know. So we went down to the casino. I got complimentary food. She got complimentary food, right? So we go in there. No lie, we went in about 6:37, right? About Chris, 6:37, Chris? When we left, I was talking about the casino. When we left, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I had to go to work.
And she had to go to work. But listen, hold up. She don't tell you this, though, how she said it in the morning. She gave me breakfast in the morning, right? I was telling her that I had to go to work the next day. This happened this week, weekend.
Friday.
So I'm laying down up in the bed. I ain't even thinking, go ahead, you go to work. See you later. She gave me breakfast. She said, look at that. I must feel good. I'll give you breakfast in the morning. I said, yeah, I guess you do. She said, yeah, I feel happy. I guess you do. He had all them hundreds. He was hiding on the side. I said, she hit the jackpot. I said, damn. She was counting that shit out. I look at her. What the hell you got over there? How much did you win? Oh, man. She hit it good. She knocked it out. Tax-free, too, the way she
That's
did it.
So.
Yeah, so but she went on to work and went on and did a thing. I said, she didn't turn around and take the day off, even though she had, $1,600, $1,700, but shit. I was like, all right.
That made it even easier to go to work. She wanted to make money.
Yep.
She
said, I
feel good.
Made her
day a lot easier.
Yeah, she said, I feel good today. I said, I guess you do. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But, yeah, that was that night, boy. But they know when we come in there, that's the bad part now, you know? That's the only thing over there.
Yeah.
Can I get a blue face from you?
You get a blue
face. Can I get a blue face from you? Yeah. I love me over Zoo Central. Love it.
Hold on.
And just for the record, I'm gonna play Bracket Racing on it so you can go back out your head up.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, that's Antoine. Antoine, I finally made
it.
Yes,
Antoine.
Hey, hold on. Listen. Last time I bet it, I think somebody owed me anyhow. But I'm gonna leave that one alone, huh? I'm fat out of it.
Is that the soap or the cookie?
Yeah.
Hey,
come on now.
He'll bring the cookie.
Sorry.
I'll do it north versus south.
Damn.
I'm supposed to also get treated to food.
Oh, shit.
They forgot to feed my platter, huh? Oh.
Hmm.
Hey, Antoine, what the hell are you doing on this phone anyhow? It's supposed to be your birthday. Your wife done took you out. You're supposed to be hanging out with her. You ain't supposed to be on her damn.
We're leaving now. That's why I decided to call in. We're about to leave.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Your wife's looking at him like, hey, get your ass off
nah.
the phone.
No, you know what he done did. He done snuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, she done spoiled me. I owe her affinity.
Yeah, she did, bro.
You know the deal, Tori. He done snuck off in the bathroom, and he talking to us from the bathroom. He ain't out there with us.
She right here, Joe. You didn't put on the phone.
He ain't getting no permission to come on that phone.
What you said, Joe? You about to run out the bathroom and give her the phone?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Put your pants up.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
You let him have permission to come on the radio tonight? He supposed to be celebrating his birth. Okay. You got lucky.
I told you that, Joe.
She let you come on the radio tonight for a little bit. Now get on off, go back and do what you're supposed to be doing. shoot.
I'm trying to go casino.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to find one down here. Yes, sir.
It should be a Hard Rock down there. In Florida.
Yeah, it is on the other side of Orlando.
No, there's a couple over there. Don't think it's just one.
Let me see.
A couple.
Good.
Yeah, look it up. Just put down nearest casino. That's all you do is put down on your phone.
Hey, I tell you what, Joe. What machine do you be playing on? That's what we need to know.
Right.
You know how that looks like a Chinese one, and you see the coins in it. What you doing? Once you look at this machine, you look at it like a bowl. If it looks empty, don't mess with it, because you got to fill it up yet. Look at the other one. Look at all of them until you see one up there. Look like it's ready to close. The coin's ready to pop out. That's when it's getting ready to explode.
Okay.
That's what you got to look at. A lot of people go and play in the damn machine and never look at the picture of it. It'll keep filling up.
Right.
You want that thing to be always full where it can't really take nothing else for. That's when you play it.
Right.
Then when it explodes, it just blow the money all out. Coins all over the place.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, when you come back down our way, I got a machine for you.
Yeah.
Hey Antoine, you still ain't tell what was in the damn pot, man.
Oh, inside that pot, so it was it's like a stock. It had potatoes, broccoli, onions, mushrooms, and all of that. And what we had to do, we had to take these long pitchforks or whatever, and we had like salmon, filet mignon, shrimp, lobster. All these different ones, and you actually cook it yourself.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now right now, I got the chocolate fudge right there in front of me. I got Rice Krispie treats, marshmallows, banana, strawberries, waffles, pound cake, and another kind of cake.
Hold on, you
had to
feed yourself?
Another cake over there.
Wait.
Yeah.
This restaurant we at. And you
yeah,
cook
you
yourself.
Put it in that pot. That pot
you had the molten pot or the hot pot?
Yeah. The molten joint. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
we got
this joint all the way back
here.
Yeah, this.
I ain't
this
never heard of
that. Yo, that is. Every percent of the people that's on the phone
Antoine.
Licking their lips right now.
Yo,
Antoine. Hey, happy birthday to you, brother. But I got a fucking present for your ass. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, shut up. turn up. And they don't have to stop at 1,500, 2,000, 2,500, or 3. Now come see me on the
right
on the
you're
day
right.
three.
You know, you're right, man. But I got a lot on my plate right now. Shit, I'm surprised
I know,
I'm
respect
even
that.
Fucking thinking about coming.
Listen, I already had a talk with Fat Albert today. So, you know what I mean? If you don't come, just call me. Real simple. Real live.
If
bro,
if
I'm coming because I need to clear my mind, man. I'm coming. I need to clear my mind, dog. I race for the fun of it.
Yo.
But we took a poll. Well, Marcus took a poll at 7.
I heard it.
Damn.
Hey, listen, okay. Fat Albert, listen to me. Okay, let me say something to you. I'm gonna say this quiet because you know I'm real out of people right there.
Right.
But see, the difference is Fat Albert. You know what I mean? You probably got a couple of them texts from the same jock stretch that's in the same camp. So what I'm here to tell you is I count them as one vote. Fuck them. Man, that's what I mean. Fuck them. But what I'm here to tell you is this: when I let his light turn on and I win the race, they'll let you know something.
Uh-oh.
And then I turn around and run him head up, then I'll show you something.
Somebody
man, I'm
say,
back
Zeus going to catch you before the 60-foot.
Okay.
Damn.
Hey, Fat Albert, I got $100 say if you catch him by 60-foot, he goes red.
Uh-oh.
He said he got an unwrapped present for you.
I do too. Thank you, Mo.
I was going to say something, but I ain't going to add to it. I don't want to be instigating like Fat Albert.
Hey, Joe, I'm not instigating. All I do is I was just reading out the poll results. That's all.
Oh shit.
I was just reading the poll results. That's all.
I'm just saying, like, you know. Oh shit. Oh my God, I ain't gonna say it.
Hey, Butchie Woods, you still there? I just happened to see a text for you. Butchie Woods. I guess put you off. Well, his car is not for sale, you guys. That was just a joke.
Oh. Oh.
That was a joke.
James.
That was a joke.
James.
You on, Butchie?
James. Yeah, we still on there.
No,
oh,
he
okay.
Called for James.
Long Island Joe.
Yep.
Yo. What was you saying now?
I just haven't got a text. I said... He said, Butchie car's not for sale. It was just a joke. The Mount Vernon girls.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
They don't want to race.
It was just a joke.
That's all it was. All right, just making sure we clear that up. Butchie car is not
for sale. Yeah, no problem.
It was a joke. That was all it was. Because he said the Mount Vernon guys.
Yeah, it was a joke. Because if you look at the post, my man put in there the Mount Vernon girls. Going around saying this and saying that, but the sad part about it is, you know, they calling my phone every day, talking shit to me, telling me I gotta run them for 10,000, and this is the same motherfucker that go to Allen and only run for $300, but he wanna run me for 10,000. But if he on this fucking radio, guess what? I don't have $10,000 personally. Guess what? We got some people that got that 10. If he's trying to do that.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
He can put that in his fucking pipe and smoke it.
Mm.
Put a name on it.
Big Earl, that's the damn name. Big Earl. That's his name. Big Earl. A nobody. A nobody
damn.
When it comes to this grudge racing shit. A nobody.
Is that the one you're saying, Jason, drive the car?
Yeah. And if Swizz want to lock in, I'll lock Swizz in for any other damn weekend other than this weekend here.
Ooh.
Mm. Damn.
We ain't got to do it at no damn show. I meet his ass in custom tees. That's halfway. 5 hours for me, 5 hours for him.
Mm.
Okay.
And up there in the Sugar Bowl, throwing money around. I ain't gonna run them.
Ask them what they gonna do now.
Hey,
who are you talking about, Bush? You put a name on it. Put a name on it. I told you, Big Earl.
Big Earl, that's his name, Big Earl.
Oh, oh.
Man,
come on.
What you gotta say, Pat? I'm about to see you ready to instigate something up. I know you get ready to say something.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I'm waiting for it.
No. I don't know Big Earl or who he come about. I don't.
Oh, I know, but you. I thought you was gonna go with the. Yep, starting some shit again.
Oh.
I don't know how you do it sometimes. You'll be sick of all these.
I don't know who
you
was. I don't know Big Earl.
Sound like to me. Oh, I'm surprised you ain't saying that you was going to put the people's temp on them.
Oh, no, but you already know that I put clip on him. You already know that.
Yeah.
Couldn't pour this one. Couldn't pour more.
Hey, James, hold on now. Cause yeah, I can pull Fred on you. Uh-oh.
Oh,
I can pull
shit.
Fred on you. Oh. See, Joe. See, that's how you calm him down.
That's some bullshit.
Hey. You hold on. Somebody want mute? You
gonna
quit
stop on that porn.
Hold on. That's all I gotta do.
Man, James, fight back. Throw a purse at him or something. Shit, fight back.
No. I stop them all. You watch.
God damn.
That damn Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, you up there instigating? What's going on with you?
Oh, shoot.
Man,
you
I just got a phone with Chris Cheeks. I just got the phone with the man. He said, I'm working on the car right now, so that's all I need to hear.
Okay.
Since he told me to tell Chris Cheeks to hurry up and work on it, that's his idea what the man told me to do.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all funny as hell tonight. I swear to goodness, y'all funny as hell.
Fred Albert, I'm in the same boat. I'm right here right now. Hey, look, I'm putting the last boat in this motherfucking carburetor. If y'all want to hear some oil pressure, give me 5 more minutes, goddammit.
Huh?
I'm on these motherfuckers' ass. Hey, look, I'm going to tell Taylor Lasseter to goddamn post this bitch on Facebook, too.
Hey, what you know about my engine bill? Oh, shit, what the fuck is I'm doing out?
hey, look, after this weekend, I'm going to tell him post this bitch on goddamn Facebook, too. Watch. Just like he did goddamn Dwayne in there.
Greg, hey, you trying to say ODB might get scared when he see them 3 initials?
Man, he gonna see a motherfucking thing because I ain't pulling shit off.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
If he ain't there Friday night, I won't be checking no plugs on Saturday.
Uh-oh. You know he listening because, look, I'm on his line. My phone dropped, and I'm on his line, so I know he listening.
Let me tell you something. I couldn't wait to step the fuck outside. Now it's go time. Listen, motherfucker. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right here now, you barnyard pinhead motherfucker, you. I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give two flying fucks if you don't have oil pressure today, tomorrow, or next year. All I know is this. Your candy ass is a whoop ass.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, is Tricky Rick mic muted? He said, I guess he's trying to talk to me. He said his mic muted or...
I'm full truck up. You hear me?
You might go.
I'm full truck up.
Your mic open, Rick. Say something.
Yeah, 202-242-74. Your mic open.
Well, let me text him back.
Your mic open, Tricky. Is mic open?
I don't know. Well, I'm only going by what he said, so. All right, but anyway, what'd you say, Antoine?
Oh, he got a different number he got on there.
Man.
Mike, one I got from Tricky Ricky is 202-2474. That's what he was under. That's
Fat Albert, I don't give a flying fuck what the fuck that motherfucker does. At the end of the day, that square head motherfucker is a dead duck. If he go ahead, come on with it.
Let me ask you, if there's a chance that showing up full is off, is it gonna hurt real bad?
No.
If he do,
let me tell you something. The only way either one of these two duck-ass motherfuckers can beat me is unless something happens with my mechanical in my truck. Neither one of these motherfuckers can beat me head up. Why the fuck am I going to worry about him with a one-on-one? Fuck out of here.
Hey, Fred Al, you heard what I said earlier, didn't you?
Yep.
I said, again,
and
one-on-one because it's going to hurt,
even worse.
Hey, look.
Man, I'm not worried about none of that shit you talking. At the end of the listen, I'm bringing 12 10-pound nitrous bottles. After I beat you with the one-on-one, I'm going to give you what the fuck you need to go the fuck out there with me. You think I give a flying fuck about what either one of y'all motherfuckers are saying on this motherfucking phone? You got me fucked up. I'm not scared of none of y'all motherfuckers, and that's real.
That's real.
Lock in another race then.
Listen, hold. I got four after my fourth one. I'm coming straight to you. If you pay deposit, you go on that slot. It's just that simple. It ain't nothing else to talk about. But watch how I do your ass. I'm going to do your ass like a 50-year-old virgin that's finally getting dick for the first time. Watch how I do this to you. And I ain't sticking in this off. I'm going straight and hard. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. Well, you don't know who the fuck you put.
I like that.
Listen, let me say something to you. I'm not worried about nothing that you got, nothing that you have, nothing that you will have, none of that shit. Money shit, all that shit, motherfuckers on the show, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I just know this. You got to beat me. You got to prove it to me because I already know what I'm going to do. We're going to pat the brakes in your fucking face just to make you think you did something smart.
Hey. You know Galat ain't custom tees, right?
Yeah, babe.
And you got fucked up at custom tees.
You
know Galat ain't custom tees, right?
Dog, that's, you know what? That's what I want you to think, dog. That's what I want you to think. I want you to think that what you got seen a custom tees or something. That's what I want you to do.
Yo, Antoine, did you leave the restaurant yet?
Come on with it.
Did you leave the restaurant?
Yeah,
he said he outside.
Damn,
you need to run back in there and get a cup of vinegar. I know your blood pressure up.
Oh, hell no.
I wanted to do two things for him. I wanted to do two things for him. I wanted to put his goddamn bald ass head in that motherfucking pot and cook it. Because he dead. He dead meat. Unseasoned.
Now listen. Let me explain something to you. We bringing 10 to 12 10-pound nitrous bottles. I don't give a fuck about nobody on this fucking show.
You
understand
that?
I want you to hear what the fuck I got to say. I don't give a fuck about nobody on this show. That's real.
Wow. Hey, listen. Wow.
So I'm here to tell you right now,
Antoine.
I don't give a fuck about nobody on this show.
Antoine, talk softly. Fred on here. Talk softly.
Don't give a fuck about him. The fuck you think this is? Don't give a fuck about him. We'll do him in two races. Big Fred and O.D.
Hey, Joe,
he
like to hear stuff talk, man. He
like
to hear stuff talk.
How am I like to hear myself talk? I draw it on you at Delmar. You told me to run for 5K. I said, no, run for the same pot and I'll do you in.
Listen, I'll tell you what, then. We ain't got to do this lip boxing. You run, get in there, get in the paint here, Joe, and bet me like you was going to bet sure enough. Stop all the lip boxing.
I will.
See?
Yes, I will.
Right, who make me the first call? Race. I'll make sure it's enough money to make it worth your while. Make me the first race. That's what separates
you. You ain't fucking with my duck. I got to get my duck to stay when you get yours.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, right
see,
there.
Joe, that's what separates
the
men.
Is that you?
Hey, Joe, that's what separates the men from the boys.
Ain't no separate no men from the boys. I got four lot in races.
That stops all that talk.
Ain't done nothing.
Let's stop all that talk.
Ain't stopped nothing.
Because I'll race him for enough
that
all of his races equal together. And I'll tear his ass up.
Listen, that money shit don't mean shit to me. Because at the end of the day,
it's not money. Listen, why can you tell him to run the numbers up, and then when I tell you to run up, it's money shit? We talking the same talk.
What the difference does it matter? We
talking the same talk.
What you saying?
What's the problem now, then?
I'll
make you my first race, and I'll run you for any amount that you can get together. And it's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to talk about.
Fred, stop with your breath, man.
Answer my four race. Watch how this works.
I like what Fred said. He just come on in out of nowhere. I love how Fred.
Yeah, because I want him motherfucking out of line, Albert, and I'll put him right back in line.
Fred,
right.
Hollering after his fourth race. After his fourth race, it's going to be 9 o'clock at night. That motherfucker just...
That's what I know.
What the fuck difference? Oh, what difference does it matter what my time my races is? I got four races. It ain't my fault. You going to pay... Oh, it ain't my fault. Hold up. It ain't my fault that you going to pay Punk out. That ain't my fault.
Okay.
So what the fuck does it matter?
Hey, bet me $100 on that Punk out. Bet me $100.
No, I bet you about $20 because I already know how you're going to do it. I ain't got time for this. Come with it. The thing about it, though, he got a real legitimate excuse
if he can't make it. So,
Yes. I'm not going against that, Avon. I'm not going against that. I'm saying if he's on property, that's what I'm saying. If he's on property, he's saying
so
that Punk
you
out.
Saying if he's on property, he's going to pay Punk out?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to say.
That's what happened when you have oyster.
Man, Antoine, talk just to hear yourself talk.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, if you say so. If you say so.
I'll put his ass right back in line. And he knows.
He
can talk that shit to y'all he wants.
The other week you got on the show and said you would like to see Dead Presidents versus Bigfoot. Why ain't that a heads-up race? Because by my words of math, that's a heads-up race.
Let me ask you a question. Do I negotiate ODB's races? Do I negotiate ODB's races?
Maybe.
I mind my business, right?
Maybe.
So you mind your fucking business then.
Okay. No, that's my team. So again.
Hey,
so
listen,
I'm asking you why ain't that a heads-up race.
This cat.
You ain't doing it good enough.
Me and you's a heads-up race. Don't worry about it. Me and you's a heads-up race, so let's get it. For your much.
Get in the seat. Let's do it. Get in the seat. Me and you can do it.
You sound stupid.
I'm not sounding stupid. Hey, Albert,
here's what I promise you. If he fall out there in my first race, I'll do something unspeakable to his ass.
Oh, man.
I'll do something unspeakable to his ass. Now tell him run that pot up on me like he told Short on the phones and see what I do to his ass.
Nothing.
Well,
but hit the tires.
What you talking about then? Let's get the race together right now and send Albert some money.
I just said I ain't locking nothing into after my fourth race.
I thought he just said he wasn't scared of nobody, Joe.
I'm not scared of nobody because I can speak it and I can.
Hey, Zeus, he fall out there, I'll tear the fur off his ass and he know it. I dare that motherfucker. I wouldn't care if it's his first race or his fifth race. I dare that motherfucker to fall out there, head up, I'll tear the fur off his ass.
Listen, I ain't seen nothing yet that impressed me with that kite. I ain't seen nothing yet to press me with that car, so I'm not worried.
Lock him in there.
I'm glad it didn't. That way you come out there. I hope it never impresses you, so that way you'll fall out there.
Why won't I come out there? Why won't I? I done called y'all 15, 20 times. Let's get it the fuck over with. But damn,
Then what's the problem right now then?
I got four races. I got my ducks, and I'm going to keep them.
Hey, Albert, I'm going to go back on mute. Him scared.
Good. Oh, I'm scared because...
Hey, Joe, there's your answer, Joe. Him scared. He talked that shit on his show, but he know he can't fuck with me.
Never. Never in life.
I put his ass right back in his little place every time, and he know it. And he
I don't
fucking
know
it. Fall out there, then, and I'll make you put that slow-ass truck up. Fall out there.
Yeah.
That's why you
can't
say there's nobody on this phone you scared of. You
hey, Fred, and I mean that 10 toes down.
Your goddamn mouth.
What'd he say? Yvonne?
He said he ain't afraid of nobody on his show. He's scared of
that. My Red Rock. I said Red Rock to Avon. Red Rock, I need a break from him. Now, I didn't know he was over here. Red Rock. I said Red Rock to that one.
You got the break from Try Me. I gave it to you. Now fall out there.
See,
this is what separates the men
tight.
From the fucking boys.
Just hold tight. Let me get done my fourth race. I'm going to come
I dare
back.
You. Hey, Joe, you see the difference, though, right? That whole conversation changes.
Why? What's the...
He sounded like a bear earlier. Now he sounds like a fucking poodle.
What's the difference?
Hey, dinner. Go back to your damn birthday dinner because you sound like a fool right now.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm gonna take that to you. I'm gonna take that because I got something to show you.
Happy birthday and enjoy yourself. Happy birthday, enjoy yourself.
Well, Fred, you know where that text came from when it said Fred money is always sweet. He just said it, so you know where
that text came from. That was Antoine.
Starting that shit again.
No. He just told on himself, Tori. Hey, Tori, he told on himself.
If I remember the last time he paid me punk out.
15 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my transmission was burnt. Yeah, my transmission was cooked.
Man, I don't know what the hell is going on with you. It's not my responsibility to know what's going on in your lane.
That's true. I ain't got to lie about it. My transmission was cooked.
We call it hoe out money. That's what I call it.
You can call it what you want. You call it what you want. But I knew my transmission was cooked.
Whenever you get a set, come see me. I'll make you my first race. I'll pay my own punk out. Whoever my first race is, I will pay it myself to do your ass in.
Fred, let me ask you a question. How you just tell some white to be quiet, man? How you do that?
What you say?
I love this.
What you say?
He said, how you tell somebody to be quiet?
You
just back there sucking on your thumb
because
you gave me the one they want and you realize you ain't got enough.
You know what? You know what it is with me.
Raise the pot, player. Raise the pot. I dare you. I dare you.
How many more times I got to tell you when I get in the lasers and do your soft ass the same way we did you last time?
Do it now,
and your brother's
do it
when
now.
Your soft
do
ass
what
you get past $1,000.
What we got to get them out of here? Do it
because
now.
I want to. No. Man, because I'm locking in what I want to lock in for. And we definitely going up. You can forget all that.
Antoine, I want to see you personally.
I'm trying to hear this. And if it's doing this, I'm going to cut them out.
Damn, bet you $50 that you don't do your four races that you so-called say you got.
Hold up, who said it? No. If this tricky broke ass Rick, hold up, listen to me. If this tricky broke ass Ricky, tell him bet $200. Now tell him what the fuck I said. Fuck that $50 shit.
They said money said it. The name is money.
Yeah, money's an asshole.
Hey, Albert, you got some shit with you, Albert.
No. Hey, Fred, I just screenshot it and sent it to you. They said money said it.
Hey, I could have sworn I just did four races at Delmar. What the fuck do you think I won't do four races this go around?
They said they'll send me the $50, so I'll have
it. Man, fuck the $50. Man, listen, fuck the $50. If it's tricky, Ricky, tell him go up with it. But that sounds about him a $50 better.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Joe Gray.
I'm a Spiegel's on my motherfucking mind. Fuck him.
Joe Gray.
Hey, but Trigger Ricky, me up.
Long Island.
Hey, you sure you got
hey, Fred.
He said he can't.
Him, hey, Long Island, him scared.
He said, definitely.
Him scared to fall out there. I'd tear the fur off his ass.
Freddie, ain't nobody scared of you. You on our time. Nobody scared of you, Freddie. You on our time.
I know,
you
I want nobody scared of you. I don't want you to be scared of me. I don't want you to grab the lane.
Hey, Ronald, I got a guy that say, Trigger Rick said, he's got $50. He takes Zeus over with the beater. You want that? Already bet him $50.
Man, his money no damn good to me. Fuck, man, his no money is no good to Bad Mouth Crew. Fuck him. Now, I said it. Don't like it? I said it. See me.
Man, carry your ass to the casino. It's a nice casino right by Universal Studios. Go there and enjoy yourself, mother. Get off of here.
Oh, shit. No, man. I'm trying to go to the casino and go to the strip club.
I just told you it's one by Universal Studios at the Hard Rock.
Well, I'm headed home. I got to head home, change my clothes real quick. Goddamn, I'm ready to spend a couple of these dollars. Well, I'm pre-spending Zeus's money already. That's what I'm doing.
Zeus money, Antoine.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Antoine.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you what they said earlier. That shit was funny.
Antoine.
Go ahead, Rick.
Here we go. Hey, you got a blunt? Cause I need to smoke an L here in this bullshit I'm about to hear.
Nah, you ain't gonna hear no bullshit. You just spoke my name because the shit that he read didn't come from me. But if you want to bet $100, I bet you $100 on the race.
Because you're a $50 motherfucking battle. That's what you always talk about.
I just said I bet you $100, man. We ain't got to go back and forth. You want to bet $100 on that?
Listen, I ain't gonna apologize. I ain't gonna do that because I said what the fuck I said. But fuck it. Next.
It's not what you apologize for because you wasn't talking to me. I asked you, did you want to bet the $100?
I just said your money's no good to the bad, my crew. What the fuck does that mean?
Fuck the crew, nigga. I'm talking to you. You want to bet the $100? I bet your father 50.
Okay,
you want to bet the $100? You just
your
said
money is,
I said
your money is no good
all
to
right,
me.
Just shut the fuck up. Don't talk that dumb shit.
Man. I ain't cutting shit up, motherfucker. You heard what I said?
You
crusty lip motherfucker.
You said you're gonna lose. That's all. You talking
what the
tough,
fuck am I
know
scared to lose for? Why? Listen, hold. Because
you know you're gonna lose. It's real simple.
Why would I be scared to run anybody on this phone when they faster than your ass? I'll wait.
Nobody
you
on his phone faster than me.
They can't even jump the
but
fuck out
won't,
there.
But you
your
won't run me, though.
Your mama knew that you supposed to be going out
but
there.
But you won't run
shit.
Me, though.
You ain't done nothing
but
this year
run.
But run your fucking mouth and cut off nappy hair. Go cut some nappy hair and get in
but
the fucking bed and get in the damn beat.
That's
fuck out of here.
That's the difference between men and boys.
Men and boys, what the fuck are you talking about? I've done more drug
racing. You won't run me is what I'm talking about. That's
what
I'm saying.
What the fuck you done in your entire career? What the fuck you talking about?
Say what? His blood pressure back up again. Oh, Lord.
My blood pressure ain't up again, goddamn. I'm speaking my motherfucking mind. I'm going to let it be known. Now, I done said fuck
with
your money
saying?
And good.
What
the fuck
you saying?
Your
here. Phone's flattering. What you saying?
Yo, money ain't good, so what the hell else is there to talk about? And your car's
okay,
slow.
No. No, no.
And you
won't run me, though.
So what else is there?
You won't run me.
I've
you
already lied
shit,
to
but
before.
You won't run me. Your man, your girlfriend talks shit, but he won't run me. That's all y'all do is talk shit. I'm asking you for
a
fucking friendly
because
fucking
your
bet.
Your money is no good. Listen, I'm going to do the same shit that you do. That
talk
little bullshit ass
talking about somebody
E-I-I
ain't got no motherfucking money.
I'm doing
don't,
it to
don't
you
play
right
them
now.
Money games,
I have to
Antoine.
Do that shit for the likes and Facebook.
Don't play them money games,
I said
bro.
What I said.
Really.
Man,
like
listen,
I said,
you
don't play
them
money
you
games.
You don't like it? Do something about it. Simple. Next.
You don't know shit about a nigga that be talking no money shit, all right? That's what I'm telling you.
Man, listen, you don't know. Man, listen.
Man, get your birthday
ass. You know nothing about it. All I said to you was, did you want to bet $100?
Listen,
I bet
because listen, this is what happened. So Fat Albert ran a fucking text message. Fat Albert ran a text message that I thought was Tricky Ricky. And the fact of the matter is, I said what I said, and I said what I'm saying now. I'm not
I don't give a
fuck
about none of that.
That
wasn't me, so it doesn't bother me. I asked you, did you want to bet? You went off in some other shit.
Yo, money is no good to me. So bye. I already told my dad. I ain't bet his ass. His money is no good.
Hey, look. Neither one of you bitch ass niggas got to fuck with me. Y'all not fast. Y'all not fast. So it really don't even fucking matter.
The only bitch is the bitch you left with, motherfucker. Now, do something when you see us there.
Hey, look, y'all be doing too much, man. I'm gonna get off of here. It ain't the us, it's when I see you.
Good grief, man. That's the uncalled for, man.
Y'all go from racing always to act like y'all want to f*** on now.
Listen, Joe, it's never racing. It's never racing with him. We don't race. We said we don't fuck with him, so why the fuck is he always on our line?
And 99.9% of the time, he's always putting up a fucking status. Anything that the bad mouth through, go check D&D Drugs. You'll see all the subliminal shots that he threw. So when I say some shit, I'm going to say some shit. He don't like what the fuck I say? You somebody.
If you feel as though it's a blame, then why don't you check me on the shit then?
What the fuck? What's the need of going back and forth with a fucking female? Wait. What the fuck is the point of going back and forth with a female on Facebook?
That's all you do.
You worry about every fucking thing we do.
You do it the most.
Listen, that's all y'all. That's all.
Oh,
hey, look,
you don't want to bet. You don't want to bet. All of a sudden, you have people calling you out. You trying to lock somebody in. Hey, get the hell out of here, man.
Whatever the fuck we do.
Ain't neither one of you soft ass.
You weren't worried so much about what
we were
doing. Your ass had oil pressing on your damn cars.
He can't get it. He can't get it.
All you gotta do is lock me in, and you can find out.
Lock this dick in your mouth. Lock that. Lock this dick in your mouth.
Marley, lock.
Lock that. Lock this.
You ain't hit it like that.
Hey, you know what, Marcus?
And
no problem. I do that as soon as I see.
Disrespectfully. This,
I do that as soon as I see.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
I hope so.
That's
be
what I
ready
want.
For it.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
You fucking
yes,
boy.
I hope I'm not around because I don't want to. Nah. I hope I'm not around. Motherfucker always on somebody's line. Get the fuck
don't,
off
don't
my fucking line.
You ain't got to worry about this. The same nigga that was doing all the hollering, talking about, oh, you going to shoot me? Oh, you going to shoot me? like you trying to put a bad bomb on. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's
yeah,
fucking crap.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Dude that got a fucking big block in the nose.
Yeah.
All
leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Hey, Fat Albert and Joe, meet both of their lines,
the
man. Meet their lines, man.
You ride the white dude. You ride the white dude. Joe,
meet their lines, man.
I'm not holding on, Fred. I'm on somebody else's
side. Man.
Uncalled for. But you already know y'all.
That's not even racing, man. Meet their lines, both of them.
Y'all wasn't saying no minutes ago when y'all know we don't fuck with the motherfucker. Y'all already know the way it's going to go. But y'all wasn't saying no meet the mic then.
Yeah, but if you don't fuck with me, then do that shit when you see me.
I don't need
me
to be doing it. Y'all don't need to
listen.
If you don't fuck
do
with me, say that shit when you see me, nigga.
We can do it any way you want to do it. Step to me. That's all you got to do.
I can't. Oh, man, it ain't even about that, y'all.
Damn,
fellas.
Y'all know we don't
damn,
fuck with
trying, we trying to.
Oh, I can't even cut.
It ain't no y'all, nigga. It's you.
Oh, yo.
You
I can't even cut y'all.
See me when you see
crazy. I can't even cut y'all lines off because the show is
hey,
off.
Hey, Tricky Ricky. You ain't
damn.
Never been a hard bone body
man,
motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Same
you
way
ain't got shit
that boy. Same way. Same way.
Enough,
that boy.
So when you see me,
name.
Oh, y'all.
We are children. We are the ones that make a brighter day.
All right,
bro. Busy,
y'all.
Oh, man.
He's motherfucking
shit,
yo.
I can't even cut their mics out. I can't cut their mics out.
This motherfucker think he's
hey,
a hard body.
Motherfucker. Man, that's why I ain't saying hard no more, because we already know what it is.
All I got to do is say, Jimmy Cat. That's all I got to do is say,